We learned the Braisa in the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel and Beis, going over to Tzadik Dalet and Amud Aleph, where the Braisa says that sometimes the din in the Mishnah doesn't always apply. The din in the Mishnah is that Shamita Tfelolo and Hamotzi Ochlim Pachas Mikishir Bekli Patarav Halakli Shakli Tfelolo. There's a din that Vikar and Tofel. And sometimes I don't say that the Kli is Tofel to the thing that I'm carrying. And sometimes it's possible that I'm chayiv shtayim. If I carried the kli with the oichel and b'shoigeg, everything was b'shoigeg, so sometimes I'll be chayiv shtayim. So Gemara says, how is that possible, chayiv shtayim? It means to say if a person each neis eisechel b'hal mechel is chayiv shtayim, the din is not so. So Gemara says, kagon shenodolo v'chazim enodolo. They had a separate yediyah, u'beplukta Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish, and the details will depend. Both Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish agreed that sometimes you chayiv achas, sometimes you chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan holds no dovechazov and no dolo as chayiv shtayim, even if he didn't even bring the first korban chatas yet. The shlokish will only apply it lacha kaporef, no dolo v'niskapev chatas rishayna. V'achakach no dolo ala kezayis hasheni hashniya. Then the shlokish will also agree that you chayiv shtei chatos. But the second, no dolo v'chazov and no dolo, the second idea was after the heavy kaporasa, then everybody agrees that you chayiv shtayim. So Rabbi Kivega refers you to the Tosfos on the Tzadik Gemara Aleph, what Tyson says, we discussed it yesterday briefly, that's only the kli with the food that's in the kli. What if you have different foods in the kli? And he was carrying a kli in the street, b'shoigeg, and he didn't know it had anything in the kli. And then he finds out that it had chicken in the kli. Then he finds out later that it had cholent in the kli. Then he finds out that it had kugel in the kli. So everything in the kli is considered one big unit. Everything in the kli is considered one big unit, yeah. There is a din in the last perek in Erevin that when a person does haitzah on Shabbos, if he's only moitzi half of the object, let's say here's the border. Let's say here's the border between, let's say, the two Amud Beis and Amud Aleph. It's the border between Rishus HaYochan and Rishus HaRabin. So he's carrying a long object and he puts it in the Rishus HaYochan, he puts it halfway, puts it on the border. So if the object would have been half the size and would he, let's say a long watermelon, if he would have had a half a watermelon, he would have carried half a watermelon out into the Rishus HaRabin, he would have been chayiv. But if he has a long watermelon, and he only carried out 4/5 of the watermelon, or 9/10 of the watermelon, and 1/10 of the watermelon is still inside, so the Gemara says that you're not chayiv, because you weren't moitzi the entire object out into the street. So the Tosfos says that the same is true, let's say if you have all different foods inside a kli. So there's a klal of something like eged kli. The Gemara has eged kli. All the different foods inside the kli are mitzuref yachad. Our Gemara says you don't say that the kli with the contents are mitzuref yachad. The contents are lechud and the kli is lechud. But the kli is ma'aged. It's mitzaref all the different oichlin inside the kli that they're considered one unit. So even let's say you have a kli that's full of poppy seeds. If you have a seed that's a kli that's full of granulated sugar, and I pushed 9/10 of the kli out into the street and had millions of particles of sugar there. And they're not really connected to each other, but the egged kli makes it considered as if all the food in the kli is one. And I didn't take out the entire chayfet, so I'm not chayef. That's what the Tosfos points out in Daf Tzadik. Everything in the kli is considered one unit. Gemara has such a din by Kabbalah Stuma. In the end of the first parak of Sochim, in the sugi of Reb Chanin is Gan HaKoyim, Gemara has a din. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk that's repeated somebody 12 times by the Karbonus HaNesim. Kaf achas asar azov mleak Torah. So the Gemara says, why does it say kaf achas? If it says kaf. So it means what? It should say kaf asar azov mleak Torah. Why does it say kaf achas? If it's written in the singular, it means achas. The Gemara says, kaf achas, akas ma'asar l'chom asher bekaf, achas. Special din by Kochim. That as much ktoris is inside the kapha, whatever you have inside the mincha, whatever you have inside a kli, so the chumash declares that everything is considered one unit. So if an adam tameh touched, there is a din magad b'mitzasa k'magad b'kula, an adam tameh or a dead sheretz or whatever touches the end to have a long Italian bread. So an adam tameh touches one end, so the whole bread becomes tameh. Unless the bread is sliced, so only the first slice becomes tameh, the other slices don't become tameh. The first slice is a discussion, can it be mekabel, can it be metamid? The second slice. And echel metamid yochel, because they have rules and regulations whether the first slice can transmit the tumah to the second slice. But as long as it's one big unit, then it's considered the one big, so I say magabim ktosik, magabikul, it's considered one big piece of oichel. So what if you have Cheerios, a bowl full of Cheerios, big pot full of Cheerios, and the Adam Tommy touches one piece of Wheaties or Cheerios in this end, so it's not mitame, why should it be mitame the other? So that's a din in kachim, kaf achas, asaras ovum le'akos, akas v'asal l'chol masha bekaf, achas, that if the Adam Tommy touches one Wheaties, one piece of Cheerios at this end, so the whole thing is considered one unit. So that discussion in the Gemara in Psochim, whether that's a din derais or din derabban. Pashup shat that maybe only a chumra mid derabban. But here by Shabbos, here it's a din derais, a eged kli. All the food that's inside the kli is considered as if it were one unit.
So then, if he found out that he had food in the kli, and he was bachatra, later on he finds out that
he carried more on Shabbos, so he won't need another carbon. Even if nodalo bechazim nodalo after the kapara, it's not considered an additional aver.
He didn't know when he was bringing the carbon that he.
Even though he didn't know, even though he wasn't aware at all, right? And that's what the Asamech with Rav Moshe discussed in Negeah too. Read the Marbe Bishur. Marbe Bishurim is an Iser. Either when he said there is an Iser there are bottom, and you have a heter on the basic amount and you do more than is necessary. Let's say you have a chodesh b'sakon and you're allowed to cook water for him because the doctors say he needs it in order to save his life. So instead of only filling up the kettle to the extent of one cup, that's all he needs. I fill up the whole kettle from the bottom to the top and I put the whole kettle on the fire b'basachas. If I put the kettle on the fire and it's half full and then I start pouring more water, so every time I pour more water, that's another act of bishul. But if I fill up the whole kettle before it's on the fire, then I take the whole kettle, I put it on the fire, so that's one ma'aseh melacha. But I was marbe bishurim, I did the bishul much more than was necessary, much more than what I had a heter on. So that's a gemara in Menachos, the first half in Perek Rabishmah, that's not allowed. Marbe bishurim is awesome. And in connection with that gemara, that's machlekes taisis in the Rashba, whether that's an isa deraisa or Nisa de Rabban. So with respect to Marbe Bishurim, that's what the Ursamech and Ramosha say. There are some cases where there's no issue of Marbe Bishurim. So the Ursamech has this famous moshul. Let's say the doctor said the fellow needs some fresh chicken. So they have to shecht the chicken on Shabbos. So he needs some fresh flesh. Either I can shecht a fat chicken, or I can shecht a skinny chicken. He doesn't need so much, he doesn't need a whole chicken, even a skinny chicken. So you're going to say, is that Marbe Bishurim? Netilas neshama on a fat animal as opposed to a skinny animal. So the Sameach says mitzara svara, it's the same neshama, whether it's a fat behemoth or a skinny behemoth. There's more flesh that's dead. This animal weighs so many pounds, and that skinny animal weighs much less. But there's only one neshama, so there's no marbe bishurim because you're killing a bigger, fatter animal as opposed to the skinny animal. So then they discuss what about marbe bishurim by hoitzor? I'm going to carry something in a kli in the street. And I only need so much, do I have to empty out everything else before? Let's say the doctor has a chayim l'sheish b'sakon and he has to look down his throat and check all kinds of things. So the lights are off in the office, so the doctor has to turn on the lights. So he has, let's say, he has a switch. When he turns on the switch, do the lights go on in all 10 rooms in the doctor's office? He doesn't need the lights to go on in all the 10 rooms. So according to Rav Chaim Moshe, he's doing many malachas deraisa. So if it's possible to, he should go around to, if the system is such that you can turn off the switch in 9 rooms, before you turn on the switch, the central switch, so that when you turn on the lights, only the lights will go on that you need. The rest of the lights you don't need. So you should do that, unless the patient may die. And until I'm going to turn off all the switches, the patient may die. So if time is of the essence, you don't waste time turning off all the switches. But if it's possible to turn off the switches and no chashash sakana, or let's say even the one room, turn on the switch, 25 bulbs are going to go on. He doesn't need 25 bulbs. 5 bulbs are more than enough. So he should unscrew. That's a discussion in Poskim. If you unscrew bulbs that are attached to the walls, is that a malacha of soser? Is there any malacha involved? If you loosen the bulbs, and they're not going to go on when they turn on the lights. And many Poskim assume that that's not really a malacha of soser. And it would be preferable to loosen all the bulbs in order not to do marbe bishurim, because you only have a heter pikuach nefesh on turning on 5 bulbs to test the choleh to see what he needs, what treatment he needs. You have to try to minimize the malacha. So let's say you have to carry something in the Mishusei Rabim from one place to the other. And I have, let's say, an emergency kit that has all kinds of things in it. It has everything there. The patient doesn't need all that. This is for joking, this is for drowning, and this is for poison, and he got a heart attack. He doesn't need all the other things. So do you have to empty out all the other things in the kit and only carry what's necessary? See, if there's a hashash, they may call me from there, and they may call the hatsal over there, and I'm going to need everything. So you don't empty anything out. You leave everything in, you go, you carry everything. The shaila is, they have a million people with hatsal. They have more than enough emergency kits. I have to carry the material for this chayla. So would you say it's preferable, I have time, is it preferable to empty everything out and only carry that which is necessary? Or do you say there's no ma'abri b'shurim by hoitzor? So that's what the Arsamech and Ramosha both have based on this Gemara. Eged kli, if you have all the different things in the same kli, so it's considered one unit. So there's no ma'abri b'shurim. It's considered as if it's one entity. There's no additional aver. Not the Eraisa, not the Rabbanon. There's no ma'abri b'shurim, period. That's a shadow, let's say, if the mailman is going to pick up the mail anyway on Shabbos, and their nochrim will put in their mail in their mailbox. So is it considered amira lenochri if I drop my mail in their mailbox on Erev Shabbos because I'm encouraging the mailman, I put on a stamp. So that's like amira liakum. I put on a stamp and I put it in the mailbox. So that's an amira liakum that he should carry the mail for me. Yeah, but he's going to take all the mail and put it in a bag, in a pouch. Then he's going to carry the pouch. Ben Kovako, he has mail in the pouch. Ben Kovako is going to take other things and put them in the pouch. He doesn't carry it in his hand. If he carries all the mail in his hand, Dalar Amos and Nushu Sarabim, or he carries it from the mailbox into the mail truck, so he's carrying extra letters, he's carrying an additional letter from me, that's another malacha. That Marbe Bishurim is doing another malacha. That's Amir Liakum. But if he doesn't carry it in his hands, if the Minigam Dina is that they take all the mail and they put it into the mail pouch, and then he starts carrying it. So he says, so there isn't even any Marbe Bishurim. I don't know. What if you have different kelim within one kli? I don't know. That's a good shayla. That's such a shayla. The poskim, the classical poskim, traditional poskim in Europe from over 100 years ago discussed such a shayla benegeh to tzir of sal, fachi of chalo. Let's say in order to be chayiv chalo, you have to bake a minimum amount of flour. Mem gimel beitzim v'chomish beitzim of flour. It's a suffix exactly how that works out in pounds and ounces and so on. So they, Rav Henkin used to say that between 3 and 5 pounds of flour should mafish chal without a bracha, and more than 5 pounds of flour mafish chal with a bracha. Fine. So let's say you made less than 3 pounds of, you baked a couple of cookies, you baked the challah, whatever, less than 3 pounds of flour. I baked that separately, then I baked another batch separately, then I baked the third batch separately. So each time I did an Issa, there was less than a shear, but then I put them all into the same basket later on. So we pass on like the Mishnah, like that opinion in the Mishnah, that there's a din of tzir of sal, a sal mitzar from lachal. So that's taka shayla. What if I wrap up, when I do the cookies, I wrap each batch of cookies, of each challah, of each cake separately in a plastic container, let's say in tin foil or a plastic container, and then I put them all into the freezer, so nothing will get ruined. So I have a whole bunch of kelim inside a bigger kli. So is that also called sal mitzar from lachala? They're all in the same kli, but each one is in a separate kli, and the one kli is containing all the kelim. So that's up some machlekes. I think the poskim from 150 years ago had a machlekes about that. It may not necessarily be the same over here. Maybe it is the same, not the same. Maybe it can be michal. So good shayla. So that's the Gemara, that the oichlim with the kli do not blend in to be one. Sometimes you chayv shtayim. Normally the Mishnah says hakli tveil lo, and then the Brisa says sometimes the kli is not tof lo, and sometimes you'll be chayv shtayim b'shegeg, you'll be chayv shtayim. But if you have different things that are carried in the same kli, then the klal is that it's eged kli, that everything in the kli is considered one. On this top line on the Gemara, Tosfos made a ganze yesod from this, that sometimes it's possible of shogagal ha'ochlim v'hizid al hakli. Before the Gemara came to the final conclusion, the shogag b'zeh b'zeh v'nod alo v'chazim v'nod alo v'chayv shtayim, according to Rabbi Yechon in one case, according to Rish Lakish in another case, so before they got to that final maskana, the suggestion was made that it was shogagal ha'ochlim v'hizid al hakli, so yechayv misa on this, and then yechayv chatos on that. That's what Tosfos asked the kasha. It doesn't make any sense. That's ain't a shav midiyasa, and maybe carbon al shigasai. That's Tosis kasha. But that's what the Gemara thought originally. So Tosis Imsachim, in the back of the Gemara, they refer you to the Tosis Imsachim. Tosis Imsachim asks a little bit of funny kasha. Why don't you say come lebe the rab minay? Since he's chayev miso and he's a dalakli, and even if lo hisrubo, that's the ton of the bechiskia, that you still say come lebe the rab minay. So let him be potter from bringing the korban chatos. Come lebe the rabbinay and the chumash talks about your potter from paying people. Potter from paying mammon to human beings. Potter from paying the rabbanu shalom is also come lebe the rabbinay. You also say come lebe the rabbinay. Does it apply? So the Gemara in Pesachim and Avchavtev, that's what the thesis is. Gemara says yes. The Kom Levi Diramine is a whole discussion by if somebody's Moel Behegdish, so he has to pay the Karen Vechoimesh. So the Gemara talks about Kom Levi Diramine and the Karen, even though you're paying the Hegdish. So why not say over here also Kom Levi Diramine? If he's it Alakli Vishoga Galo Echlin, so how can the Gemara have a Havamine? That is chayiv chatos on the shogig, and is chayiv misa on the kli. Once you chayiv misa, why don't you say kom lebe de rab minay? Even in the chiyuv tashlum in la gavoya, you also apply kom lebe de rab minay. It's a funny kasha. So Tosis says the teretz is, the Gemara rejects it anyway. But Tosis says the answer is that from this Gemara you see ayisoid, that whenever the chiyuv tashlum in is betoris kapara, like a korban chatos, is in order to obtain a kapara, so kom lebe de rab minay doesn't apply. So the mele, this even applies if the chiyuv tashlumin has been adam lachaveiro. If there's a chiyuv misa simultaneous, which was chal simultaneously, you only say kom lebe de rab minay if it's biidno. If it's not biidno, you don't apply. That's the Gemara in Ksubis in the third pair. It has to be biidno. So let's say biidno his chayiv misa and his chayiv mamon lachaveiro, and the nature of the chiyuv mamon ben adam lachaveiro is such that is betoris kapara. So then the halacha says that there's no kam lebe de rabbinay. Where do you have a chiyuv tashlum in mamon lachaveiro? That's kapar. So kufra kapar, koifer is kapar. What else do you have? What other chiyuv tashlum do you have in adam lachaveiro? That's kapar. The Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that azar she'achal truma b'shogeg is chayiv keren v'chaimesh. So the chaimesh is b'toris kapar. The chaimesh is b'toris kapar. So therefore, kom lebe de rab minay wouldn't apply to pata you from the chaimesh. And then Tosis has a list of nafkeminas halacha lemaisa. Tosis says that we usually know that there are two types of tashlumin. There's mamon and there's knas. The Gemara talks about differences between mamon and knas. Moedi b'knas is pater. Mamon, you say hadoaz baldin kemeidim dom. And aknas, you don't apply haduas badin, you say the reverse, moedi b'knas is potter. And let's say, based on the same idea, there is a principle that if I know that I owe money to someone else, I don't have to wait till we have a din Torah in order to pay. If I'm a nice guy, I'm a religious Jew, so if I know that I owe you the money, so I should pay. But I have to wait till we have a din Torah. But in knas, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi and Sigmar like that in Bava Kamma. Tosis in Ksubas quotes Yerushalmi and Gemara, Bava Kamma is like that. That in Knas there isn't even a chiyuv latzis sidei shamayim before the hamada bedin. Before Bez makes a gemar, then there's no chiyuv to pay at all. The chiyuv to pay Knas is only when it's to be day Bez. So Tosfos says that you shouldn't think that there are only two categories of tashlum in mamon ben adam lachaver. There's mamon and there's Knas. Not true. There's a third category that's called kapara. And they start rattling off all the nafkamina. So one nafkamina is kom lebe de rab minay. Another nafkamina is what if I died already? So if I died and I owed money, so if I left the karka, so metaltli di asme loy mishtab di lebalchoy. You have no right to collect from the metaltlin. But if I left karkois, so the karkois am a shubit, so even a milval peh is goivim in ayorshim to collect from a lekuches, so the mishnais make a distinction. You can only collect from the lekuches if there was a milval bishtar. Milval peh ain't a goivim in alekuches, but to collect from yisayimim, the Gemara Kiddushin, Dr. Gimel quotes, Rabbi Shmuel Damitravayu, then Milva Pez goivim in Ayorshim. Aveina goivim in Alakuchas. You do collect from the Yorshim. So the Shaila is, what if my Shor Amod killed someone b'mezid? My Shor Amod killed someone else and I have to pay kofar. I have to pay kofar. And I didn't live so long to pay the kofar, I died. And I have karkos. I leave over karkos, the Yerusha to the Yorshim. So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that since we pass on the halacha that kufr kapara, it's not moment, it's not knas, it's a third category of kapara. So the thing is, ain't kapara la mason. So I'm not gonna obtain a kapara anyway. So you have no right to collect that choif. And Tosfos says there's no mechila. That's but they have a mishnah in Trumas that a zar shach al truma b'shoygek has to pay keren v'chaymesh. So the mishnah says that there's no mechila on that. The Tosfos explains the reason why there's no mechila, because that's a kapara, and kapara can't lend itself to mechila. Mechila is only when the chiyuv tashlum is really ben ol machaver, I owe you the moment of the knas. But if I'm supposed to give you a moment that's a kapara, so that's really not ben ol machaver, that's really ben ol machaver. And that's what Tosfos says, that on you wouldn't apply kom lebi derabbinei. Let's say I was mechal Shabbos simultaneously at the exact same time that my shoah amud killed an adam. So the Shoah Amud kills an Adam, should be Mechai Mit to pay Kofa to the Yorshim. But be it not, at the same time the Shoah Amud killed someone, I was smoking a cigar. The whole day I was smoking a cigar for a whole hour. In the middle of that hour, my Shoah Amud killed someone. So that would be Kam Lebi Dirab. So that should have been a Shiloh Kam Lebi Dirab. So Tosfos says it's no Kam Lebi Dirab. Why? Because it's Kapara. Kapara basically is what we said originally, that Tosfos Kasha is a Psafani Kasha. That you should say kom lebi derabbinei, that you won't have to bring the korban. Kom lebi derabbinei is only a chiyuv ben adam lachavero. What has it got to do with a chiyuv ben adam lamachmas? So basically, that's what Tosfos says. That's the same Tosfos, just extended it. That even paying koifer to ben adam lachavero, that's the mitzvah that you have to do, is to give the tashlume koifer, to make out a check to pay to this person. But it's really an inyan of kapara. It's a method of obtaining kapara. It's really not ben adam lachaver at all. It's really ben adam lamakom. The other two chiyuvim, the mammon and the knas, are ben adam lachaver. And the kapara is really ben adam lamakom. And ben adam lamakom, there's no kam levi derabbinei. Basically, that's what Tosfos said. What people instinctively find strange about the Tosfos, right? What are they bringing a right from our Gemara? That you don't say kam levi derabbinei to pater from a chiyuv chatos. What it's got to do? Chatos is a mitzvah. Chatos is not a chiyuv. So that's what Tosfos says also. Yeah, that's exactly it. Kapara. And they say that paying any chiyuv moment that's a kapara is also like bringing a korban. It's out of the parish of Tashlumin. It's a different kind. They have a list of more nafkeminas. Eid echod is ne'mon on kapara. In order to make someone pay moment, you have to have shnei eidim. And the Gemara says Eid echod is enough to be mechayev kapara. You don't need shnei eidim with more nafkeminas. Sofik Maina Lakula doesn't apply. The Tosfos in Ksubas has a whole list of nafkaminas. So this top line in the Gemara is pointed out. Tosfos in Sochem Daf Chof Tes quotes this top line to establish this rule that Kom Lebi Derabbinei doesn't apply to a Chiyuv that's Mitam Kapara. Then the Gemara has the comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamotzi asachai b'mita pata rafal amitru shamita tveil alo." How come it's not chai van achai? So the assumption in the Mishnah is that achai no se asatma. So the Gemara says, "Leima should I say masnitzim ramnasni v'loy rabban samachlekes satanaim and the tosefta." Gemara says, "No, machlekes satanaim is only akan lapliga rabban lerabnasal behem chai v'yoyf the mishaviti nafshar." Odom they all agree that achai no se asatma. Tosin says, "Why? Because he learned that from the Mishkan." Yeah. You learn that from the Mishkan. That's why it's very strange in Hilchas Nida, in Yerideya, they quote a minig. It's not really a din. A minig, Rashi and the Balei HaTosfos in Ksuba show, there isn't really a Gemara for this. Rashi introduced the minig, apparently. When a couple is married, and the wife didn't go to the mikveh, so the husband and the wife shouldn't transfer things, one to the other. If they want to give something over, so they should put it on the table. They shouldn't hand over anything. So the shaila is, what if they have the baby and one wants to pass the baby to his spouse and she didn't go to the mikvah? So one of the achrayim writes, achayna se asatzman. It's not considered as if you're handing over the baby. Baby goes on his own. Well, what did the baby go on his own? Maybe if I'm holding the baby jumps to his mother. Maybe that's a different story. He's jumping to the mother. But if the baby's not moving and I hand over the baby, how can you say achayna se asatzman? Unless they just meant the melitza, unless they just meant it's too difficult to observe the minigat. Rashi's minig is going to get the keys. You're going to hand over a key, hand over a plate. So then the minig developed that the husband and the wife don't hand over things. If they're not married, if they're single, so this minig doesn't apply. This is a minig when the couple is married and they're living together, so you have to have additional harchokas to make sure that they don't violate the laws of nida. So this was an additional minig that was developed based on Rosh Hashal Rashi. So it's a question whether this logic of a chayin ha'aser satzma, very questionable that it should apply to that minig. Chayin ha'aser satzma, said, because you learn that from the Mishkan, all the people walk. One person wouldn't carry the other person. So what has it got to do with the harchoka of Rashi? Anyway, then the Gemara says, how can it be that the machlokes between Reb Nosson and the Chachamim in the Tosefta only applies to Behem Chai V'yoy, Papa Yodam, they all agree that Achai Neseh Satzmai, but Reb Yechanan once made a comment that Ben Beseire holds the same as Rabbi Nosson. Because there is a Mishnah that says you're not permitted to sell a Behem Gasa to a Nochri. Why is it prohibited? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has two reasons. So one reason is, three reasons. One reason is that the Nochrim may use this Behema Gasa to trample someone else to death. They may, a horse, you're going to sell a horse to a Nochri, it may trample someone to death. So if it's that kind of a Nochri that you're dealing with, so that's one consideration. Then the Gemara has another consideration. Many of the Nochrim in different communities were Hashudim al Mishka Behema. Mishka Behema belongs to the category of Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. So there is a din of Lifnei V'Lisita Mikshol. You're not permitted, and the Gemara said the Ferish, Lifnei V'Lisita Mikshol even applies if the Iver is an Ochri. It doesn't only apply if the Iver is a Yisrael, even if the Iver is an Ochri. The Pashta says that all of the Mitzvahs Shemidot HaMachaver only apply if the other party is a Jew, the other party is an Ochri, doesn't apply. That's been a get to the Mitzvah Sasei. A Mitzvah Sasei of giving a Gmilas Chesed, of Ika Cholim, something like that, so that only applies if the other party is a Yisrael, who is mechuyev to return the favor back to me. I'm mechuyev to do tzedakah to others, because they're mechuyev to do back to me in exchange. Like Shmor Li Ve'esh Malach, I'm mechuyev to do chasadim to others, because they're mechuyev to do back to me. If the other party is a Nochri, and this is not the Minshevah Mitzvah's B'nerach, he's not mechuyev to do back to me, so I'm not mechuyev to do for him in the first place. The Rambam writes that nonetheless, there is still a din that you have to do tzedakah with the Nochrim. The Gemara quotes the Loshem V'racham of Al-Kol Masu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on the dumb animals also. And the Pasuk says, V'halachta B'drachav, you have to go in the ways of Hashem. So you have to be kind, you have to do chasadim to the Nochrim as well. So when does the Gemara say, Mefarnes Ma'ani, Yakimim Ani, Yisom Mifnei Dark Yishol? And when does the Gemara say, Yisom Mifnei Dark Yishol, Yisom Mifnei Dark Yishol? That's Ani Yakum. That's how the Rambam sounds like he's presenting it. If the other person is an Ovid Abed Zareh, then he's on a lower level than a behemoth. V'racham aval kol ma'asav applies to the dumb animals, to the behemoths, and it applies to the nochrim also, even though they're not mechuyev to do back to us. We're mechuyev to do tzedakah v'chesed with acheinu b'nei Yisrael. That's a shibud ben olam ha'chaver. We're mechuyev to do for them because they're mechuyev to do back for us. But we're mechuyev to do chasadim. The Rambam seems to imply even to b'nei noach, even to nochrim who are not mechuyev to do back. That's not called ben olam la'chaver. That's ben olam li'atzmo. A person should develop such an attitude like Rachma Vakol Masov Valach the Bidrocha. But if the other party is an Ovid Avod Izara, so then Hifsid, that's how the Mishnah has in the end of Kiddushin, that the Behemoth, the Mishnah says that you ever see a Behemoth have to wake up so early in the morning, run to the office and make a living. The Behemoth make a Parnasa, they all make a living without working so hard. So how come only human beings have to work so hard? The answer is because we sinned and we are on a lower level than the behemoths. We don't deserve to have a parnasa. So that's why we were punished. So that's what the Rambam presents over here. That really, there really is menatorah here to get stuck into the Nochrim, just like Rachma Bakol Masov. So for that, you don't need a takana de Rabbanon. But if the Nochri is an Ovid Avid Zareh, then Kilkal is Masva, so now he doesn't deserve anything anymore. So then Midirabbanan, they said you should still give to the Ovid Avod Zarah Mifnei Dark Yishon. So this whole distinction that we say that sometimes you have the mitzvahs Shebin Adam HaHavero apply even to the Nochrim and sometimes not, a whole discussion Min HaTorah Midirabbanan find this is only in the area of the mitzvah Sasei Shebin Adam HaHavero. When it comes to a mitzvah Lo Yisei Shebin Adam HaHavero, let's say Lo Sigzol. So Lo Sigzol applies in Lagabi the Nochrim as well. Or I know in business you're going to do I know, so I know applies to the Nochrim as well. Sirtzach, all of the prohibitions apply to the Nochrim as well. I'll be pashtus. Doesn't make a difference. So that's why lifnei b'nesita michshal also applies to a nochri as well. So lechor there's no kasha. Some achrayim are bothered with a kasha. How can lifnei b'nesita michshal apply to a nochri if all the mitzvah shemir al machaveh only apply to Jews, don't apply to nochri? Who said all the mitzvah shemir al machaveh means the mitzvah saseh shemir al machaveh only apply to a Jew? I'm mechuyev to do for you because you're mechuyev to do back for me. But the mitzvah loisaseh, so you don't have to have reciprocity in order to be prohibited from doing a loisaseh. Chayvel b'chaveira. I'm not allowed to be chayvel on a nochri. I'm not allowed to do ainoa to a nochri. The Gemara says, "La misecha atamachzur ainoa, viatamachzur ainoa la'akum." That's the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Pchayrus. So the Rashash points out that the diuk loshen haGemara is that the penalty of ainoa doesn't apply legabi anakum, but the prohibition of ainoa does apply. Al pi pashtus. So why is there a din of lifniva legabi anochri? Pashtus says, "Yeah, all of these surim apply." The pashtus is like that. Not to give a matana. When there's no, when it's for the sake of yedidus, I guess. But when he's an oni, then the Rambam writes on yemuchuyev min haTorah. Unless he's an oved avodah zara, where the chiv is only mid the rabbanim, but otherwise yemuchuyev min haTorah. Because you're not doing it l'shem yedidus, you're doing it l'shem rachma v'kol maso, out of rachmanis, out of the midah tovah of rachmanis. The Chachm Tzvi has a tshuva where he discusses gezel akum. The achrenim, some achrenim were bothered with akash. How can it be a shita de gezel akum? It's also in a Torah, the mitzvah shevin al machavera were only given for the Jews. So he says, yeah, that the Jews are not allowed to steal from the goyim. So what's the kasha? I have a meaning that a gezel akum should be mutam min ator because the mitzvah should be on the mitzvah slaisese should be on machaber don't apply legabi anochri. There is an opinion in Gemara gezel akum is mutam min ator for a different reason. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like kol mashikana abekana rabbi. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Maimon Hasina of Rov Ayatagoyim. Amad v'hita mamonim liYisrael. So that's what the Yireim says, that the opinion in the Tanoim. The Gez Lakum is Mutam and Atayra is because at the time of Maimon Hasin HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Yom HaSolem were in violation of their mitzvahs, of the Sheva mitzvahs ben Anach. So Hitam Amonim LeYisrael, he declared that the Yom HaSolem are considered like Avodim to Bnei Yisrael and Kol Masher Kohen Ebe Kohen Rabba. But that's a Yotzim and Aklav. The burden of proof is on the Tana who wants to say that Gez Lakum is Mutam. To say Gez Lakum is Osir, that's the Pashtus. To say Ritzicha is Osir and Oinoh is Osir. The Pashtus says that they do apply. So again, the Gemara Avodah Zarah has this, the Gemara discusses the three considerations. The one consideration is, if the Nochri is going to use this horse to trample people to death, that's like selling a gun to a gangster who's going to use it to kill people, so you're not allowed to. Second consideration is, if the Nochri is choshed on Mishka Beim, so it's an issue of lifnei b'nesita michshal, and that's what the Braisa gives as a mashal, you're not allowed to sell. Also, Lahosha David Menachai leben Noach Shenemar Lishnei Belisitim Michshol. Then the third consideration—that's what our sugi is discussing. The third consideration in not selling a Behem Agasa to an Ochri is Mishum Nisyoni. Rashi calls the Gemara Mishum Sheila or Mishum Schiris that I may want to rent out the Behem to an Ochri, but he's going to want to test it out in advance to see. Or let's say I want to sell the behemoth to the Nochri. Let's say I want to sell it on a Bebeel. So the potential customer says he wants to drive it around to see if it really works. Maybe the whole thing doesn't work. Maybe it'll be a Mekach Toys. So I give him the right to drive it around. So the same thing, I want to sell a behemoth, I want to rent a behemoth to someone else. He says I want to test out the behemoth to see if it functions well. So you're not permitted to sell a behemoth gasa to a Nochri because Mishum Nisyoinei. He may want to test it out, and then he may decide to test it out by putting on heavy packages on the horse's back late on Friday afternoon. He'll be riding the horse on Friday night on Shabbos. You won't even realize that I'll be in violation of Shvisa's Behemta. Shvisa's Behemta means I'm not allowed to permit my behemta to do a malacha of Hotzah, even though the Hotzah is not the Tzarki, it's the Tzarech HaNochri. It's not allowed.
Come back to the neighbor. Let's say the Nochri is only kosher, the Stam Nochri is kosher for Revia, but you're not certain that he's actually going to do it. So
I mean, he's choshen arevia, but I don't know if he's going to do it this time.
I'll not go on choshen arevia.
Yeah.
I'll not go on choshen arevia. I don't know if this is one of those
not.
So,
no, the Gemara, I don't think so. The Gemara says that lif ni'iver only applies if it's really karev levadai, that he's going to violate it. So whenever there's a suffix, so you don't apply lif ni'iver. That's Gemara's and Avodah Zarah. The first paragraph, lif ni'iver is only if it's kemat karev levadai. Let's say a guy has a farm in the Shnas HaShmita and he wants to buy machinery for me that you usually use to work on the farm. I don't know if he's going to use it this year, which is the Shnas HaShmita, and he's Choshed Al HaShvi, so he's going to use it next year. So if it's not so clear, then the Gemara quotes Mishnayis and Shvi, is that there's no Lif Ne'iva. Ne'iva is only if it's Kemat Vadoes that he's going to do the Aver. Not to support the habrachmanis, rachma v'kolmaso. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kind to the animals, so halachta b'drocha requires of us, we should be kind to the dumb animals also. So the kal v'chaimer to human beings is included rachma v'kolmaso. Even though the other human being is not obligated to reciprocate, the beim is not obligated to reciprocate. So the chiyuv to give tzedakah v'chesed to a Yisrael. That's a shibud ben olam ha-haver. I'm mechiv to do for him because he's mechiv to do back to me. There's still a chiv to do to the nochrim, not b'taras ben olam ha-haver because there's no obligation that he has to reciprocate, but it's mitam ben olam le'atzmo. You should develop that midat teiva of rachma v'kol masav, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unless kil kol masav, unless he's an akum, that's the Rambam. It's an interesting Rambam. In Hilchus Matnas Anim, that's the way he understood the Gemara. Mefarnes mania yakum. You understood Akum is Dafke Akum, Obdi Avodah Zarah. Sometimes Akum means Nochri, sometimes Akum means Obdi Avodah Zarah. Sometimes hard to tell. The Gemara has in the end of Maseches Bava Kama. The Gemara says, if I'm a judge, if I have a Bezdin, and people come for Dine Torah, so sometimes a Nochri will come for a Din Torah. So sometimes the two parties will be a Nochri and a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, if a Nochri comes with a Yisrael, one part is enough, one part is Yisrael. So the Gemara says, I should always paskin in favor of the Yisrael. If according to the Choshen Mishpat the Yisrael wins, I should say, well, it says in Choshen Mishpat that he wins. And if according to secular law, Din and Machusa the Yisrael wins, so then I should pull in the secular law and say, Din and Machusa says that the Yisrael wins. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara. So he says, very strange. Why is that so? That's not fair. So the Rambam says that Din only applies if he's a Nochri Avod Avodah Zarah. He deserves a penalty, so then we penalize him. If he's a nice old Nochri, he's not Avod Avodah Zarah, he minds his own business. But what right do you have to pull such stick to go Lechumra in both directions? Or he says the Iker Din really is that you apply Din in the Machusa. You don't apply Chayesh Mishpah. Whenever one of the two parties is a Nochri, so then Din in the Machusa applies as opposed to Chayesh Mishpah. But if he's a Nochri Avod Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara's Lashon is, Akum means sol shabola fanecha ledin. So it's unclear whether Akum means an Ovid Avodah Zarah or a Nachri. So the Rambam says no. He's an Akum Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's a penalty for the fact that he worships Avodah Zarah. And that's why you go lechumer in both directions. And what's the Iker Adin? The Iker Adin is that you do follow Din of the Malchusa. Because you only follow Din Yatera if the both parties are Jewish. So Nachmal said, the Gemara Avodah Zarah has the three reasons why. And the Gemara says, whenever any one of the three reasons applies, then you're not allowed to sell the behemoth, sometimes the behemoth Daka also. The Gemara says, if they're chashudim al mishka behemah, so you can't sell behemah dak either, if there's a real concern that they may be rover the behemah dak. So one of the prohibitions that our Gemara is talking about, the Gemara B'chores Dabbeis is talking about, is the issue of sheilas chiris and nisyane. Nisyane means he may want to take the animal to test it out for an hour in order to have it carry some packages to see if it really can do the work. And then he's going to decide to buy the animal based on that. So the Gemara says, if he's going to be testing out my animal on Shabbos, that's going to be my violation of Shvisas Behemto. I'm not allowed to have my behemoth do work for me. If I make the behemoth carry bundles for me, that's an Isra Mechamer. That's a different din. A lava of Mechamer. But if the Nochri is making my behemoth do work for him, that's not Mechamer, I'm not doing it. That's a different story of Shvisas Behemto. The Rishonim have there in Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara talks in Avodah Zarah about this first parak on Avodah Zarah, so that's where the Ran is. The Ran with the Rashba, with the other Rishonim, how do you distinguish between Shvisas Behemto as opposed to Mechama? When is it with Shisa? So again, over here, so the Gemara says, you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a nochri because of the chashash mishum nisyane, he may test out the animal ben Shabbos ben Hashmashes. If he says he wants to test it on Shabbos, I'm going to have the presence of mind to say no. So that's not a concern. But he may ask me, he needs it on Friday, 3 o'clock. And I may not realize, no, 3 o'clock is going to be back by 4:30. What's the problem? I'm leaving home. He may not come back by 4:30. So then the Gemara says they prohibited selling behema gasa to an ochri all week long because he may make a mistake and allow him to test out the behema on Shabbos, and that'll be my violation of Shvisa Behemta. So the Gemara says it's only a violation of Shvisa Behemta if the behema carries packages. If my behema is going to carry a human being, since the halacha says arachai neses atzmoi, so then there's no violation. So the Gemara says that's the machlokes hatanaim, that ben b'serim mata b'sus m'tein shvoisa b'malach shen chayav malach chatos. If a person is riding on the horse, so you say arachai neses atzmoi. So that's mutter. That's mutter. So then you can't ask us selling a horse to the Nochri all week long. What are you concerned about? That he may test it on Erev Shabbos. There's no Isser, there's no Melacha Deraisa in riding a horse on Shabbos. There's an Isser Derabbanan. Also, Lyric of Alabama, Gzer Shema Yachtov Zmor, and so on. But there's no Isser there. It's not a Melacha, so Mamela is not included in Shvisa's Behemta. So Rabbi Yechon made a comment that Ben Beseira and that Mishnah is identical with Rav Nosson and the Tosefta that we quoted before. That these are the two Tanaim hold. That Achai Nesai Satzman. So the Gemara asked Akash, V'i Amrit. And if you are right, that you say that by Odom everybody agrees Achai Nesai Satzman, a lot of people like Rab Nosson, Elbein Mechai V'yoif. But by Odom they all agree, no. So what's the story with selling the horse? The horses, people ride on the horses. Animals don't ride on horses. People ride on horses. So you see that Rabbi Yechanan understood that that's totally in the Machlekes, Rab Nosson Nechachamim. It's not that they all agree by Odom. And for the Gemara, it must be that Ben Beseir's machloik is with the Tanoim regarding selling to the Nochri. But the Suez, that's the Suez HaMiuchad La'ofas. The Gemara says, and there is such a thing. The Gemara says, yeah, they had such a thing. They used to have a Suez HaMiuchad La'ofas. Sure. So that's what it remains L'maskonim. That by Odom everybody agrees that you say Achai Nesai Tzatzman, the machloik is by Behem Achai V'yoif, and then Moide Rab Nosson Bekofus. If the animal is tied up, or for that matter, if the person is tied up, if you have an Adam that everybody agrees that this Achai Nesai Satzman, the Adam is Kofus, or the Adam is Choyle, and he can't go, that's what Tosfos adds on. If you're Choyle, same as Kofus. Or a Tinuk Ben Yomo, you can't even budge, you can't even move at all. What if you have a Tinuk who can crawl on the floor? It's a little bit unclear in Tosfos. Tosfos says, a Tinuk Ben Yomo can't even move. What if he's a Tinuk, he crawls around, he runs around all over, but he goes on all four, he doesn't go on 2 feet. That's a shaila. Do you say that if a baby who crawls on all four should be treated like behema chai v'yoif? That's the machlokes hatanaim. We're asking that you don't say a chai nesai satzmai. Or do you say no? Only a behema who's a tinik ben yoma, only a person who's a tinik ben yoma can't move at all. Then everybody agrees that you don't apply a chai nesai satzmai. But a person who can walk on all four, that even everybody would agree that that's ka'odam, and odam is a chai nesai. That's what it sounds like in Tosfos. It sounds like they're only excluding an Adam who can't walk, can't move at all. But if the Adam can't crawl, then everybody agrees that that's Achai Nesai Satzman. That point is a question later, and they reshine him in Perikrab Lezer the Mila. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. There are exceptions to the rule that Adam is an exception. Everybody agrees that Achai Nesai Satzman, but if it's Kofus or Choyle, then everybody agrees again the other direction that you don't say Achai Nesai Satzman. The Gemara says, what if you have a person who's so fat that he can't budge, he can't walk at all? So then you should be Dino Kekofus, it should be Dino Kecheila, that you should say that Achai Nesai Satzman shouldn't apply. So how come the Mishnah says Ben Misera Mata Besus, he allows you to sell horses to Nochrim, and it doesn't say which Nochrim, and it sounds like you can even sell the horses to Persians. Either Persian, the fat Persian Nochrim never walk on their own. They're so fat, they can't even walk. So the Misarbali, they're so fat. So I should say, why shouldn't I say Kemand Kvisi Domi? I should consider them as if they're Kofus, and everybody should agree that you don't apply Achai Nesai Satzmai. So how come the Mishnah says Ben Miser Mata Basu? Sounds like you can sell to anybody, including Persians. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? The Persians can walk also. That shtick that they have, they don't want to walk. They're lazy, whatever, they're fat. But if there will be a shas hatzak, then you'll see the way they'll walk. So the Gemara says there was once a case that the chief of police got angry at one of the officers, whatever, and he ran 10 miles. He knew how to walk. Everybody knows how to walk. Sure. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues with the memory that Tosis quoted. Not only if he stam throws out the mace from the house, even if he wants to bury the mace over there, he's doing a mitzvah. It's still called the Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa. So that was the kasha. How can it be? But according, that was the kasha that was asked yesterday. But according to the Tosis later, whenever you do a mitzvah, that's considered as, whenever I do a mitzvah with an object, it's considered as if that was a hishtamshus in that object. So if you use the object, then it's called the Malacha Tzvicha Lagufa. That's the Tosis on Kufayim base. That's, so if you're Motzias Hameis Lekovroi, why isn't that considered Hishtamshus in the mace? The Hishtamshus was that I fulfilled the mitzvah. Right. Well, the lulav, he's carrying the lulav to the chacham to teach him how to do the nanuim, and he's going to do it over there. He doesn't know how to do it over here, so he has to do it over there. There's a reason. It's not that he can do it here or there. He has to do it over there after they're going to teach him how to do it. So that's a hishtamshus. What about over here? The mitzvah of burying a mace. So the bury a mace is to dispose of the mace. So maybe it depends what the nature of the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is to shake a lulav, the mitzvah is to learn from a sefer, so I say that's a tzvicha legufa. But if the mitzvah is to get rid of the mace in a bekavadika fashion, so maybe that's vital, getting rid of it. Or like the suggestion was made yesterday, maybe it should depend whether it's a mitzvah minatar, mitzvah the rabbanah. Maybe the one in Sanhedrin who says that it's a mitzvah minatar by Shar Mesim, not only by Haruga Bezin, maybe that's what he pointed out. Maybe that's Rabbi Yechon and this Rish Lakish, but the Gemara quotes both. Rabbi Babachana quotes the name of Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yosef quotes the name of Rish Lakish. So the Gemara presents it as if they both agree. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both agree to this. The point to Hoyer Rab Shimon Af Motzi Yisamayis Lekovra. I don't know. According to Rashi, it's not a problem. Rashi over there says on Kuf Heim and Beis, even if you want to do a mitzvah with it, it can still be Ein Svicha Legufo. Hishtamshus L'Shem Mitzvah doesn't qualify as a Hishtamshus. But according to Tosfos, that the fact that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah with it, that itself makes it into Tzvicha L'Gufo, means I'm doing a malacha in order to be mishtamish in this chayfetz. Yeah, what do you do with our Gemara?
Are you over the malacha before the mitzvah actually exists? Because the klur is only after your first you're being motzi, then you're taken to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's only the Hechshem mitzvah. That itself is not the mitzvah per se. I don't know. Think it's stop. But still, if I'm doing it, let's say I carry the sefer to the other place in order to learn in the sefer. So that I'm carrying to the other place, and that's going to be the hishtamshus. Ultimately, the hishtamshus is going to be, I'm going to lay kriyas haterev in the sefer. I'm going to carry the lulav there in order to shake the lulav there. I don't know how to do the nanuim. I don't know how to say the brachas. So I have to go bring it to the chacham. He's going to teach me. So that's going to be the hishtamshus there. So why don't you say that carrying the mace to a location, I don't want to bury him in the middle of the city. It's going to make the whole place tummy. So that's not permissible. The municipality doesn't allow it. So I have to take him to the cemetery. And yeah, I'm going to bury him. So why don't you say that's a hitzor, a daita, to do a hishtamshus with the mace. Unless you say that the nature of the mitzvah is such that you have to dispose of the mace in a bekavadika fashion. So you're disposing of it. That's not considered a hishtamshus. Shaking a lulav and learning a sefer, that's called the hishtamshus. And burying a mace is disposing of the mace. Right? And maybe that, by definition, the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's not a hishtamshus.
The Rishonim say that to remove out a mace is only for covered on chayim, that smells or that bothers the people. But the fact that they're moving it out is not, it doesn't matter that they're going to be burying it later on. The whole reason why they're moving it, the whole reason why it's allowed to be moved is for the covered on chayim in the first place.
You mean the next Gemara?
Ikr Kavana, yeah. So the Ikr Kavana to move it out would only be to remove it for the there.
I don't get it yet. What are you trying to bring up?
They could go out to remove the mace from the covered of from that Eitur Karmelis is only done for so that the people who are in the house aren't bothered by the tension.
Right.
So,
and the next Gemara, I don't think they mean that every case of burying a mace, the Ika Kavan of burying a mace is to bury the mace. The Gemara has a heter in the next Gemara, we permit you to carry the mace in a Karmelis, even though normally it's an Issa Midirabbanon to carry in a Karmelis. Here we allow it because Kavar Abi is a Derech and Issa Midirabbanon. Kavar Abi is not Derech and Issa Deraisa, but God Kavish Derech and Lysessa Shabbatot, the Lysessa of Lysossur, and the Gemara says that means a Din Dirabbanon. That's the Gemara in Brochus. The Kavar Abi is only Derech and Dirabbanon, it's not Derech and Deraisa, and the Lysessa Shabbatot means the Lysossur. So the only heter to carry the mace into a Karmelis, some Rishonim hold, that's a big split in the Rishonim, some Rishonim say it's only mutter if there's a Kovar HaChayim issue. If there's only Kovar HaMeisim issue, then you're not mater. Bearing the mace is Kovar HaMeisim though. Bearing the mace, the mitzvah kfura, you can say it's Kovar HaMeisim. But over here, this heter, Kovar HaBiz, Decha the Yisr, the Yisr, the Rabbon of Karmelis, that's only Kovar HaChayim. Shabbos, he's not going to bury the mace. The guy's not going to bury the mace on Shabbos. He's only metaltal it into the Karmelis to get it out of the house. Because it smells it, because the people are scared to sit things mirrors with the mace at the table. They want to. It gives them an extremely uncomfortable feeling. Some Hashem covered Achaim, some Hashem hold. Covered Achaim is Mata, the Issa, the Rabbanon. That's the big machlokes that the Miri has. The next Gemara says they allow you to carry the mace into the Karmelis because Kavod Abrius is Dechol Loisese Shabbater. The Gemara Brachas explains, does mean a real Loisese Derais, it means a Loisese Derabbanon. Why is it called a Loisese? Because Kol Mida Derabbanon Akrod the Loisese Rasmechuhu. That's the Loshon Gemara Brachas. That's the Gemara that the Ramban quotes, that it would appear from that. Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos has an argument with the Ramban. The Gemara in Bamem Ablikin says when you light Hanukkah candles, so you have to say three brachas the first night. So one of the brachas is Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisav Tzivan Alalik Nershal Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, how can you say Hashem Elokeinu Kedushanu b'tzivan Alalik Nershal Hanukkah? It's only a din de Rabbanon. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavas? So the Gemara says, that's okay. The Gemara says, Behechan Tzivanu, where did the Rabbanon Shalom command us? So the Gemara has on the first wide line Achav Gimel Amin Aleph. The first opinion of the Gemara is that it's based on Loi Sosur. Second opinion of the Gemara is based on the Pasuk Shalavicha B'yageitcho Zikenecho V'yomruloch. So the Rambam has adopted the first opinion. The Rambam says that all mitzvahs the Rabbanon are binding because of the Pasuk Loi Sosur. And the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Aleph takes issue with the Rambam. So he claims that there never was a Machlekes. The first Shita never meant to be taken literally. Because the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Yotes and Beis, this memory, Godel Kaver Bish Dechol Asesu Shabbatar, Gemara says it's not true. It's only Dechol the Rabbanon. So Gemara says that's what he means. The Loisesa that he's referring to is Loisesa because Kol Midi the Rabbanon Akro the Loisesa Asmechuhu Rabbanon. So the Gemara says Asmechu. So you see it's only an Asmachta. So the Ramban says, what do you mean the Rambam Pasuk is like the first Loshen on Chov Gimel Amin Av, that is based on Loisesa as opposed to the second Pasuk? Second opinion that is based on Shalavicha V'yageitcha. The first one only meant it as an asmachta. The first one never meant it to be taken seriously. Everybody agrees with the second one. So that's what the Ramban says. He says we should have to adopt the position of the second one that is based on Shalavicha V'yageitcha because the first one never meant it seriously. He says the Pshuto Shal Mikro in Loisasa just means Gipalamim Chadov Alamish, but if you don't know what the Din Derais is, the Kamta V'yalis Alamokim, you'll go ask the Bezna Gol. So whatever they paskin is binding. If you don't know what the din is, you don't know how to observe Shabbos, you don't know how to wear tefillin, you don't know how to tie your tzitzis, so ask the Rabbanon whatever they paskin is binding. But if you don't know whether there's an Issa the Rabbanon, what do you mean you don't know? There is no din the Rabbanon. There are no din of the Rabbanon. So what do you mean? The din of the Rabbanon are binding based on this pasuk, kipale mechadov al mishpat. No, that's not kipale. Chanukah and Purim, we know don't exist. I don't have any suffix. They never existed. In days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they never existed. So what do you mean? I'm going to ask the rabbis a shaila because I don't know. I know. There is no Chanukah, there is no Purim. How can you say that Loisasa requires of us we should observe Chanukah and Purim? So that's what the Ramban says, that no one ever meant that. No one ever meant to say that it's based on Loisasa. And the Ramban passed like the first Loshon, there never was a first Loshon. That's what the Ramban says. There never was a first Loshon. So again, so the Gemara says over here, and the Ramban holds not so. Ramam doesn't understand that either. Maybe that's one opinion there. Akrod the losos asmachu rabbanon. That's one opinion, and maybe the Rambam holds that the word asmuchu is labdaf, and maybe the Rambam had a different girsa. Whatever it is, the Rambam says that all the dinim the Rabbanon are based on the pasuk of lois aser, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah. The Ramban says there never was such an opinion. Never. That was only intended as an asmachta, and the real pasuk is the second pasuk, shalavicha v'yageitcha. So again, so the Gemara says here, the Kavod Abiyas allows you to violate the Yisad the Rabbanon of carrying in a karmelis. He's not allowing them to carry the mace. Become in a Lushu Sarabim. Am I telling you, am I permitting you to carry the mace into the Lushu Sarabim? No. I'm only permitting you to carry the mace into a karmelis. So since karmelis is only the Rabbanon, so Kavod Abiyas is the Rabbanon. So here the Miri has this big machloikas Rishonim, and the two opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean the Kavod Abiyas is the Rabbanon? Does that only apply to Kavod HaChayim? But does it even apply to Kavod HaMeis? So here for the Rishonim hold that it, the heter to carry the meis into the Karmelis only applies if the meis is annoying the living people. And then they're ready to throw up because the meis is in the house. But if there's no issue of Kavod HaChayim, just a shal of Kavod HaMeisim, the meis died, they got a heart attack and they're sitting at the table like this. And everybody else sitting around singing, mirrors and eating. Not allowed to eat in front of the meis, yeah. So that's a shayla of kavod hameis. That's not a shayla of kavod hachaim. There's no issue of kavod hachaim. So what if the whole issue is only kavod hameis? There's no issue of kavod hachaim at all. Would you allow people to carry the mace into a kamla? So that's a big machlekes rishon. The din is that kavod hachaim takes precedence over kavod hameis. The pasuk that we derive kavod habrias from, Lo Yitamo happens to be talking about Kavod HaMeis. And the Gemara says in Ksubas that there's a Kavod HaChaymer. If Kavod HaBrius requires of us to show Kavod to the Meisim, it's a Kavod HaChaymer, they have to show Kavod to the Chaim as well. The Gemara says if there are two processions and they bump into each other at a crossroads, and one group of people is dancing with the Chasim Kala, that's Kavod HaChaim. The other group of people are Malav HaMeis, Kavod HaMeisim, and they come to a crossroads, so who takes Kedima? The Gemara says the group with the Chasim Kala takes the Kedima. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out on Ad Gemara, that's the beginning of the second parak in Ksuvos. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out the Sif in the Gemara that Kavod HaChayim takes precedence to the Kavod HaMeisim. Through the original pasuk of Lo Yitama goes on Kavod HaMeisim, but it's a Kavod HaChayim that there's a din of Kavod HaChayim. So here when they get to the din of Kavod HaBisis, Decha de Rabbanans, there is an opinion that it's only Kavod HaChayim is Decha, Kavod HaMeisim is not Decha. What's the biur? Because it's a bigger mitzvah and that's a weaker mitzvah. Could be. Kavod HaChayim is mochom and Kavod HaMeisim. It's only the mochom adik mitzvah. The less chom adik mitzvah is not deicha. That could be the pashup shot. Inami Yashlamer, perhaps you can say another word. A little bit imaginative. Gotta have a little imagination. Kavod HaChayim, the basis of Kavod HaChayim is that there's a shibud b'nodam ha'chaver. I'm mechuyif to show Kavod to you, in exchange for which you're mechuyif to show Kavod to me. The Kavod HaMeisim, you can't say that that's a shibud bin adam ha-chaver. There are no shibudim to a meis. Only shibudim to a chai. You owe money to somebody. If the guy dies, so you don't owe him money. You owe the money to his yorshim. You don't owe it to a meis. There's no shibudim to a meis. So what is the yisayid adin of Kavod HaMeisim? Kavod HaMeisim is like bin adam le'atzma, like the three categories of mitzvahs we said. The Vilna Goyim says like that. There's bin adam la'mokam and bin adam la'chaver, bin adam le'atzma. The bin adam le'atzma, that's for halachta bedrochov. You should have midas tovus. You owe it to yourself to develop midas tovus. Just like we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these wonderful midas and he commanded us to go in his ways. Like the Rambam quotes the pasuk that says in Lech Lecha, Ki daito l'manu she'esav izbonu izbeisav achol l'lechaz b'derech Hashem l'asas tzedakah mishpat. So the Rambam quotes that in the Hilchos Deis when he quotes the mitzvah of halach to bedrocha, you have to go b'derech hamamutza. The Tanakh describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as doing normal things. He doesn't go to one extreme or to the other. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is described as going b'derech hamemutza, so too we human beings have to go b'derech habeinoni. The mida beinoni is not to exaggerate. So the Rambam understands that that's pshat in that pasuk as well. Ki yidaita by love of Rambam Avinu, lemanei sheitzav ezbonos beisar achor v'lelech is b'derech Hashem. So the Rambam says, what's derech Hashem? The derech hamemutza. That's what that pasuk is referring to. The pasuk is referring to the derech hamamutza. So we know that there are three types of mitzvahs. So there is a mitzvah to develop midas tovus, not so much to develop midas tovus. We assume v'halachta bedrochav, that all of us were born with the Midas Tavis. We all have the Tzalam Alakim. We are commanded to preserve the Midas Tavis that were implanted within us. That's the pasuk for Halach Bedrach. We're all Kalamars Kishem Hashem Nikra Halach V'Yarmi Mecca. When the Ummah Salam will see that you have succeeded in preserving your Tzalam Alakim, Shem Hashem Nikra Halach, then they will learn Yirah Shamayim from you, V'Yarmi Mecca. So that mitzvah of Kavod HaMeisim is really the mitzvah of Kavod HaBriyos, which is V'Halachta B'Drachov. That's a mitzvah bin Adam Liatzmo. It's a mitzvah, but that's not a Shibud bin Adam L'Chaver. A Kavod HaChayim is more along the lines of a Shibud. I'm a Shubud to do for the Chai. I'm a Shubud to show him. I'm a Shubud to be Mechabed him, to be Mevaka Chayla, to be Menachem Oval, to help him out, to give him a Gemilas Chesed. I'm a Shubud to do for him because he's a Shubud to do back for me. So I'm a Chuyif to do for the other people. So that's a shibud moment. So it could be that that's the biur. What's the Geder Adin that Kavod HaBriyos is Deched Rabbanon? Is it that you have a clash over here? So the mitzvah of Kavod HaBriyos is so chomor, so it's Deched Adin. This mitzvah of Lo Yitama, Kavod HaBriyos is so chomor, so it's Deched the Yisurim de Rabbanon. Sabchina like Esa Deched Lo Yisasei. It's Deched the other one. And then we have a klal. Whenever you have an Esa Deched Lo Yisasei, whenever it's Efshel Kaim Shnei, and you don't, that's the Gemara later, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Gemara Yivama says it like that. Other places, Omer Ish Lakish, Kol Makom Shatamotzi Eser V'loi Sesei, Imati Yochel Kaim Shnei Mutan, Imlav Yov Eser V'yitcha Loi Sesei. You only say, Eser Decha Loi Sesei, you only say any Dechia. You only apply, let's say, if you don't hold that Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, as opposed to Hutcher B'tzibur, the Machlekes and Yume and Avav, Machlekes Amaroyim, then it turns out it's a Machlekes Satanayim. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Bottom line, Allah HaLamayisa, what's the difference for the two Mahuch B'tzibur, Tchuy B'tzibur? Gemara says, this is the difference. What if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? If you can get the Korban HaSibur to be brought without violation of the Yisutum, you can get a Kohen Tohar to do it. So you say, it's still Mutter? If it's Hutra, it's Hutra. You don't have to try to avoid it. But if you hold, it's only Dechuya, Tumah Dechuya HiB'tzibur. So Dechuya means when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. That's the Gemara later. So what's the word over here? That Kavod HaBriyos is doiche loy sese shabatar. The Gemara uses the loshen doiche. So Rabbi Yosef Engel on Brachas and Daf Yutes and Beis in the Gilyoni Hashas quotes some Rishonim who say that since the Gemara uses the expression doiche, Gadol Kavod HaBriyos doiche loy sese, it means dechuya. And dechuya you apply the klal of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's klal is not restricted only to ese doiche loy sese. Gemara Yuma said it applies whenever there's any issue of A is doiche B. And you say the Korban HaSibur are Korib in the state of Tumah because Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. Korban HaSibur is Deche Tumah. So since it's only Deche, it's not Hutra, so the Gemara says you have to try to avoid it. Whenever it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. So the same over here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Rishonim. The Kavod HaBriyos is Deche Isurim de Rabbanon. So it's only Deche. So it's only if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. If you can fulfill, if you can take care of the topic of Kavod HaBriyos without violating the Isur de Rabbanon, then you have to do so. Or should you say no, that the biur of Kavod HaBriyos is Deicha Din Rabban? Maybe it's in Gansan a different biur. Maybe whenever there's Kavod, if you should restrict it only to Kavod HaChaim and say it doesn't apply to Kavod HaMeisim, and it's a big split in the Rishonim. Here, the Miri quotes a Machlokes on this case, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it by Kfuras HaMeis. We'll talk in a few minutes. By Yontav Sheni, Yontav Rishon Shogoli, Yontav Sheni Shogoli, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a big Machlokes. This is one of the big Machlokes in when the Ramban passed away, the Talmid Ramban moved from Barcelona to Provence. This is one of the big issues that came up. They caused a lot of machlokes there. So the Miri in his Sefer Mogen Ovis, when he defends the Minhag HaVosav, so this is one of the 24 inyanim or so that he has to defend. And he goes the long arichas. Miri has it over here on Ardaf Bikitzer. Miri there in the Sefer Mogen Ovis has it barichas. Mishtimbro also has a very long arichas. And Hilchas Kvur Anyantim. So again, so if you hold that Kavod HaBriyos is Deicha de Rabbanon only applies to Kavod HaChayim and doesn't apply to Kavod HaMeisim, so it could be that it's not Stam. It's a bigger mitzvah, it's Machomer, and only this is Deicha and Kavod HaMeisim. Not Deicha, it could be it's in Gansan a different beer. That Kavod HaChayim is really an inyan of Ashibud Ben Olam HaChaveiro. And maybe the word is, there is a Magen Mishnah on the first page on the Rambam in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza where the Magen Mishnah discusses the topic that appears in the Gemara. Let's say a baby is born and the baby dies within 30 days. So the Gemara has a klal, Kol Shalosho Laman Yom Bo'odom Havi Nefel. If the baby didn't survive 30 days, the baby died within 30 days of being born, we assume that he was an Eifel, so you don't observe Avelus, and so on and so forth. All the dinim that follow from that. So the Magen Mishnah points out that that's only Midrabbanan. You see, before he quotes a Gemara, and Yavam is that whole din is only Midrabbanan. In Atar, it's not true. In Atar, even if the baby, Atinik Ben Yomo, is considered a Bar Kayom. So then the Magen Mishnah explains that why did they make it? What motivated the Chachamim to make this din Midrabbanan? They canceled the din of Avelus. Why should they want to cancel the din of Avelus? So in giving his explanation, part of his story is the following. That when the Chachamim want to make a Gzera de Rabbanon because of some concern, they're afraid someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos, they're afraid someone's going to eat real Basa B'chol of their Isa. Whenever they make a Gzera de Rabbanon in the area of Issa Veheta, so they have to have a Tzorech. If they have an insignificant Tzorech, then it's a Milsa de la Shechel Goz Rabbanon. They have no right to make a Gzera. They have to have a real serious concern. They're afraid people are going to violate an Aver. But what happens if they have such a concern? A serious concern, then they have a right to make a gzera, even a loy plug rabbanon. And the gzera de rabbanon will apply even in cases where the concern doesn't apply. Now, Sheni Kein, the Magen Mishnah says, what happens if the Chacham want to make a gzera, want to make a takana de rabbanon in the area of dini mammonis, the taking away someone's mammon? So then he says that a loy plug wouldn't apply. You only have a right to, hefkebez and hefke, have a right to take away your money if in this case there's a concern. But because in some other case there's a concern, they're going to make a loy plug, so he says they have no right to take away your money. So in a certain sense, the Magen Mishnah develops a concept that you have to have a greater tzorach to make a takana de rabbanon, to be mafkia someone's mammon, than if you want to just make a takana gzera in the area of Issa V'Heta. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to say, maybe that's what these Rishonim mean to say. That kavod abiyus is doiche anisa de rabbanon only if it's kavod achayim and not kavod ames. Maybe the word is kavod achayim means that there's a shibud mammon ben adam lachaveiro. So in the case of a shibud mammon, the chachamim had no right to make the gzeira in the first place. Not that the mitzvah is so great that the mitzvah of kavod achayim is much greater than kavod amesim. Kavod achayim is doiche de rabbanon. Kavod amesim is not doiche de rabbanon. That's why Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Rishonim and say like that. They hold that it's basically a klal of dechuya. Whenever it's Efshel Lekayim Shnei, they have to avoid it. Could be that that's not the pshat. It could be that the vort is in Gansen different. That whenever this gzera de rabbanon of not to carry in a karmelis, whenever this is going to cause someone to lose his chus mammon, so the chacham had no right in the first place to make a gzera de rabbanon. Maybe that's the vort. So it's not really a vort that A is deicha B. The word, they had no right to make a gzera de rabbanon if the gzera is going to be maps at somebody some moment. Could be it's in Gansen a different biur. Anyway, that's what half of the Rishonim say. How does it come up by kvura? So the Gemara says in the Beitza on the first perek that on Yontif Rishon, if someone dies and you got to bury him, so the Gemara says yisaskebo amomim. You have the nochrim should bury the mace on Yontif Rishon. And someone misha mace by Yontif Sheni yisaskebo Yisrael. You're even allowed to have Jews do the burial. Someone died, you want to bury him on Shabbos Yom Kippur, then the Gemara said there's no head. That's a bizoyin ames to be buried. Everybody should talk about it for years and years later. For the rest of everyone's lives, they're going to remember, I attended a funeral on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so that's a bizoyin ames. But to be buried on Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, that's not a bizoyin ames, just a question of malachas. So Yom Tov Rishon, we only allow Yisaskebo Amomim, and on Yom Tov Sheni, we allow Yisaskebo Yisrael. So why is Yontav Sheni more kal than Yontav Rishon? Because it's only the Rabbanon. So what if the malacha that they want to do on Yontav Rishon is only a malacha de Rabbanon? So maybe there I should say, Yisaskebo Amomim, the Nochrim have to do the Chilul Yontav on Yontav Rishon. Maybe that's only when they have to do a malacha de Raisa. When all the malachas the rabbanon that they have to do the Torah hameis, maybe those may be done by the Yisrael even on Yom Tov Rishon. It's more covered hameis that everything should be done. The whole hesaska should be done by the Jews. So that's a big machlok. That's what the Mishnah, the Machaber quotes the two opinions. Mishnah Berurah has a long arichas. So that's what some say. Meis be Yom Tov Sheni hesaska by Yisrael is because it's covered abris as decha the rabbanon. Yom Tov Sheni is the rabbanon. So what dinami on Yom Tov Rishon? It'll also be Yisaskeh by Yisrael vis-a-vis anything that's only the Rabbanon. Whatever is the Raisa, Yisaskeh by Amamim. Whatever is only the Rabbanon, Yisaskeh by Yisrael. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, what do you mean? Kavod HaBrias is Deicha DeRabbanan, that's only Kavod HaChayim. Kavod HaMeisim is never Deicha DeRabbanan. So how do you ever bury a Meis on Yantav Sheni? No, that's not because of the general universal din. The Kavod HaBrias is Deicha DeRabbanan. No, that's a special takon over here. Yantav Sheni Legabi Meis Kechol Shav Yor Rabbanan. It's a special heta unrelated to this Gemara. On our daf, the Kavod HaBrias is Deicha DeRabbanan. A special din. So it wouldn't apply on Yontif Rishon. You should allow Yisrael to do a Melocha de Rabbanah because God al Kavod HaBrias is not true. Why is it not true? What's wrong with the argument? Because they all, the Kavod HaBrias is Deicha de Rabbanah, is only Kavod HaChayim. It doesn't apply to Kavod HaMeisim. So to bury a Nifta, that's really Kavod HaMeisim. That's not so much Kavod HaChayim. So here in our Gemara, that's the Machlokes of Rishonim. What motivated them to carry the mace from the Rishus HaYochid into the Carmelis? Was it the Kavod HaChayim or was it the Kavod HaMeis? So that's the Machlokes that the Miri quotes. Carmel is coming. Here Rashi raises a new issue here. They're carrying the mace into a Carmelist and not carrying him into the Rishus HaRabim. What? So you solve the issue, you solve the issue of Hoitzor. It's Hoitzor, it's really awesome mitam Hoitzor to carry the mace into the Carmelis, and Mishum Kavod HaBrias, we allow it. Either Kavod HaChayim, Kavod HaMeis, whatever it is, we allow it. And what about the issue of Tiltal Muktzah? So you can say the same thing? The same Kavod HaBrias says Mata that, the Rabban is Mata this. Yeah, but the Shaila is, if it's only the Chuyo, so whenever it's Efshe L'Kaim Shneyem, you should avoid it. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engler quoted in Brachas. He quoted a whole series of Rishonim who say that Kavod HaBrias is Deicha DeRabbanan, is a pchina of Deicha. Shedeicha Lesesed Dechuya. Since it's Dechuya, you should always try to avoid it and minimize it as much as possible. So that's what Rashi writes over here. Kavod HaBrias allows you, Kavod HaBrias permits you to violate Hoitzoy into the Carmelis. So Kavod HaBrias should also permit, Kavod HaChayim and Kavod HaBrias should permit you to handle Muktzeh. Yeah, but the handling muktzah have a way to be matter that. Put on a kikarei tinuk. The Gemara says, if you have something that's really muktzah, what do you have that's muktzah? I don't know. Eitz ma'avon if you offer a piece of junk. So you're not allowed to move it even letzorach gufa letzorach m'koymah. But what if you put a kikarei tinuk on it? What if I put something on that's a non-muktzah item? So the Gemara says that doesn't help. It doesn't give you permission. It doesn't serve as a heter to carry the Dvar Muktzah just because I put a cookie on it, or because I put a sefer on top of it. But le'omer kikra tinek ela lemeis bilvad. If you have to move a dead body, some mishum kavod HaBrias, they were matir ayde kikra tinek. So Rashi says, so what do you see from the Gemara? That the iser tiltal muktzah simply doesn't apply to a mace. If you put a kikra tinek is a non-muktzah item. You put the kikra tinek on top of the mace. So that's where Rashi comments over here on our Gemara and Sagdal and Mace. The Gemara says, we allow you to carry in a Carmelis because Carmelis is only the Rabbanon and there's an issue of Kavod HaBrias. So, Kavod HaBrias Shadechel says the Rabbanon. If you could have avoided carrying the Carmelis, we would have required that you should avoid it, but we can't. We have no other way to solve the issue of the Kavod HaBrias. So now Rashi says, but when you're going to carry the mace into the Carmelis, there's going to be another issue of Tiltal Muktzah. Tilta Muktzah is Exer Shema Yotzi. The guy's mamish being motzi. He's carrying mamish, but the Rashi says still got to worry about each issue. So you have a heter, you have no brewery. You have no way to avoid carrying into the Carmelis in order to accomplish. That's the only way to accomplish the Kavod HaBrias, to carry into the Carmelis. So you have a heter. But Rashi says as far as carrying the Muktzah, handling the Muktzah, so that there's a solution. Put on a kikra tinet. So that'll turn out that it'll be heter gama. So that's what Rashi holds. The Kavod HaBrias is only dechuya. It's doicha the isurim, it's not matir. So whenever it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you have to avoid it. So put on a kikra tinek. The other Rishonim are unhappy, and they say, what are you talking about? You're going to carry the mace into the... Ramban argues with Rashi. You're going to carry the mace into the Carmelis. So you want to avoid, in his zeal to avoid the violation of muktzah, so he's going to put a kikra tinek, so he's going to be carrying more. There's no heter to carry the kikra tinek into the Carmelis. The heter is to carry the mace into the Carmelis. So what's the heter to carry? There's an issue of Kavod HaBrias that allows me to carry mace. What's going to be matter me to carry the kikra tinek into the Carmelis? There's no Kavod HaBrias on the kikra tinek.
Marbe b'shiurim.
Yeah. If it's in one kli. If it's in one kli. Yeah, whatever's in one kli is counted as one item. Yeah. If he's going to be in a coffin, I mean, we should put him in a coffin, that'll be in one kli, so there won't be an issue of Marib Shurim and a Kikaratina. I don't know, I think the Ramban is assuming that he's not, you're not throwing everybody in a kli. If he's a tinuk who's able to walk on his own, yeah. Yeah. Taisus and Omer Aleph says sometimes the tinuk is chaynes es atzma, sometimes not. That was what we raised before, tinuk ben yomo. Yeah. Why? Because a chaynes es atzma, because of that reason. Okay. It depends what kind of a tinuk. It depends how old the tinuk is. Yeah. You should carry pachas. I mean, to carry in the kamerlis pachas midal ramas. Probably should. Okay, then it's not the efshel lekayim shneim. Yeah, then you can't. Okay, but whatever you can lessen the yisa, that's where Rashi holds, and that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted in Brachas Daf Yud Tes, quotes a whole series of Rishonim like that. That since the Gemara's lashon is Godel Kaver Rabbi Yishe Deichal Oseis Shabbatar, it's an inyan of Dechuyo, so you have to try to avoid it whenever possible. Kikra Tinik avoids the whole prohibition, violation of the whole prohibition Mikol V'Kol. And if you can't avoid it Mikol V'Kol, then you should try to minimize it. Hakal Hakal Tchil, you try to minimize it. Yeah. Right, that is ain't svichel agufa. That is correct. That is ain't svichel agufa, probably. But still, he's so it's awesome of the rabbanon. So he's being marbe b'shurim on the level of the rabbanon. That's what they argue with Rashi. Rashi says you have to try to minimize the issa as much as possible. They're masking with the Rashi. You have to try to minimize the issa. But Rashi also does say this is considered minimizing the issa. You avoid, you totally avoid violation of the issue of tilta mukta by employing a kikaretina. But on the other hand, you're going to be marbib shurim on the hoitso. So that's the shaila. Which is the kala kal tchilo? If mukta is only the rabbanon, if you hold that marbib shurim is the raisa, that was a machlokes tesis in the Rashba. When a person has a heter on the basic amount, and then he's going to do the issa to a larger amount. So if you hold that marbe b'shurim is an issa deraisa, and tilta mukta is only the rabbanon, so it's preferable to violate the tilta mukta rather than to violate the marbe b'shur. Yeah, but it's a marbe b'shurim only in a karmelis. It's not in a real. A karmelis, what's the nature of karmelis? Is it a zera mid the rabbanon, or is it a malocha mid the rabbanon? So we had a Gemara that indicates that Carmelis is only, we had the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that indicates that Carmelis is only a Gzeirah, not even a Malacha Midrabbanan. Okay, that's the deal in the Rishonim. How do you calculate the Kala Kal Tchil over here?
You can't say that the kik was bottled to the mace because it's the Tzerach HaMace?
Bottled vis-a-vis Hoitzo. Be like a Amita.
Bottled to the mace.
Like Amita Tvela Lo, so this should be an Iker and a Tofel. Could say that also? That could also be correct. Could be that it's Batel Gabi the Mes. Could be. But since that's needed to enable me to carry, to handle it, Mita Mukta, so that's why it should be Batel like the Mita Tvela Lo. Could also be that it's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You have to look in Shulchan Aruch and there's din. In Shulchan Aruch, how do they pass them? Like Rashi, like the Ramban. You have to take a look. Do they recommend you should use the kikaretina? Kadavki, you should not use the kikaretina. So, Shaila Lalach. Okay, what does the Gemara go weiter? Tanan Hosam, they dug up a Mishnah in the Goyim. There is a pasuk in Chumash, Rashi quotes, Yishom Lucha Benega Tzaras, Lishma Moyot Velasas Kachola Shayoru Eschem Hakoanim Alevim. By the Negat Saras. So what is that? Is that a mitzvah sesei? Or is that a mitzvah slosei? Shamalucha b'negat saras. And Dvarim Chavdalit. So the Gemara says later that Hisham and Pen Vial always imply a loisese. So Hisham l'chaben egatzaras is a loisese, and the pashtus is that you get malchus. If you violate that law, you'll be loike. Not only if it says loisachsim, you only get malchus if the nature of the avera, if the avera is similar to loisachsim shabedishim. It has to be similar in the nature of the maisa ha'avera. It has to be similar in the way it appears in the chumash. So loisachsim shabedishim says lo. And if you have a law in the pasuk that says hisham pen aral, that's the equivalent of loi. And that's considered dumi de lav de chasima. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that you're like one who violates this lav, Yisham l'chabenei gataras, will get malchus. So the Mishnah gives an example. Hatarli simani tumo is over b'loises, and he's going to be like it. He's going to get malchus for that. What do you mean, hatarli simani tumo? A person has a negataras, and he cuts it off. So there's nothing to discuss now. For sure he's tahar. The Kohen never declared him as tummy. Kohen never declared him as tummy. Let's say if the Kohen looked at the negat saras and he paskins that it's tohar, that it's a marit tohar, is there a prohibition not to cut off the negat saras? And they say no. And that case is muta. Because the Gemara says, lady, not even allowed to cut off a negat tohar. But the pashtus in the Gemara, not allowed to cut off a negat tohar before you show it to the Kohen. After you show it to the Kohen, then it's muta. Because the pasuk is Yisham lecha ben egan tzaras lishma meod v'lasas kachol ha-shayor eschem ha-kohanim, means it's a loisese. Yisham er pen vial is a loisese. You shouldn't do anything that makes it impossible to ask the shayla of the kohanim. The shaylas of negan tzaras have to be always get paskin by a kohen. So you shouldn't do anything that cancels your ability to present the shayla to a kohen. So if you chaytuch the baharis before you show it to a kohen, that's a loisese. But if you showed it to a kohen, you showed it to a kohen, kohen says tummy. So it's tummy. So then you're going to cut it off. You're going to cut it off. So now the kohen will be able to be metirid. So that's not right. You're not supposed to do anything to be mevatel mitzvah nihuk to masarat. But if you showed it to the kohen says tohar. It's a maret tohar. There are different colors white that the kohen declares tohar, and different colors white that the kohen declares tummy. So if it's a maret tohar, so the pashtus is that there should be no prohibition. There should be no issue to cut it off. That's the pashtus later. There's a famous, difficult Gemara, Kuflam and Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara distinguishes between Mila is Deicha Shabbos V'Yontif, Mila is Deicha Negat Saras. So Mila is Deicha Shabbos V'Yontif, it's only if it's a Mila Bizmano. If it's a Mila Shaloi Bizmano, so it's not Deicha Shabbos V'Yontif. The Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know that it's so? Here, the Brice is Kuflam and Beis and Beis, 8 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. Mila Deches Atzaraz Beim Izmanim Ben Shloim Izmanim. Yontav Ene Dech Ela Bizmanim Bolvad. So the halach is that a Mila Shloim Bizmanim is not Dech Shabbos, not Dech Yontav. But a Mila, all Mila, is Dech Atzaraz. Normally you're not allowed to be Chaytech Asabaharis, be cut off a Neg Atzaraz. But if it's a Mokka Mitzvah Mila, so you're allowed to even if Mila Shloim Bizmanim. That is permissible. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's true? Here's the Gemara in Kuflam Gimlam and Aleph on the fourth line from the top. Omar Mar, it says in the Brisa from before, Es Bisar or Losoi. Benchman Asami Yimol Es Bisar or Loso. Bisar, it could have said Benchman Asami Yimol or Loso. So Bisar is a Reboy Afal Pishiyesham Baharis. Adam Kiyeh Beor Bisar and Negat Saras. It says the word Basar in connection with Saras. And here it says the word boss in connection with milo, so it means you're permitted and obligated to perform the bris milo, even though you're cutting off a negat saras. So that's the limud that the Gemara has. So the Gemara has the kasha, loma likro, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm permitted to cut off the negat saras? Even though there's a lav, hishama ben negat saras, there's a yoloike, achaytach beheris is loike, freg the Gemara, it should be a dova shein miskaven. Dova shein miskaven is mutter. He's interested in performing the bris milo. He couldn't care less. One way or the other, he's not even thinking about the fact that he's choyter abayah. He doesn't know. They did show it to a coin. They didn't show it to a coin. He doesn't know. He's only interested in doing the bris milo. So the Gemara says, let it be mutam itam, dova shein miskaven. So the Gemara says, maybe the pasuk, the brisa that needs a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to do it, maybe the brisa only goes, alibra, beautiful dova shein miskaven is asar and kol ator. Kulas here, I would have asked, you're not allowed to perform a bris mila because it may or may not, even though performing a bris mila is done on a Tuesday morning. To perform a bris mila is a pu'ulas heter, But a mei may not. The moel sees it has negatzaras. He doesn't know where they're holding. Did he show it to coin? Did he say tohar? Did he say tamid? He didn't show it to coin. He doesn't know what's doing. A mei may not be a violation of choytech baharis. So that's what the Gemara says. That's a dov sheni miskaven. So dov sheni miskaven we paskin as muta. But coin to abuya dov sheni miskaven is also. So that's why I need a pasuk to say that that you're permitted to do it. And Rava Amar for the time of Rav Shimon, why the Rav Shimon psik reishe velo yomus? Here it's a psik reishe. So the Gemara says, why is it a psik reishe? The Gemara goes further. Hear this. The Gemara has on the third wide line. According to what they thought, that this is a dovishen and miskaven, before they realized, Abai originally didn't realize the Maida Rav Shimon Mipsik Reisha Vilayam. Still, Rava convinced him, then he joined along with Rava, and then it became both of them. So, Abai Varava, Damitra Abai, Maida Rav Shimon Mipsik Reisha Vilayam. So, Abai originally didn't think so. So, Abai said, Lenitzachelo le Rav Yudah. According to Rav Yudah, the dovishen and miskaven is Asr. I need a pasik to be matech moyel to do a brismila, even though he realizes that he's cutting off a beharis. So Abai said that's Alibi Rav Yudah, but according to Rav Shimon, it's always going to be a Dov Shein Miskaven. And then the Gemara Rava said, no, it's going to be a Psik Reisha. If he knows in advance that they didn't if he knows the facts that they didn't show it to a Kain yet, that it's going to be a Psik Reisha. So Moed Rav Shimon Psik Reisha Vilayamis. The Gemara asks now, but according to Abai, who thought in the Havamina that there's no din of Psik Reisha, so Rav Shimon will hold that it's permissible to cut off the Baharis. It's permissible to cut off the Baharis, even though there's a psik reishe. So what does he need? The pasuk bisar, hai bisar mayovile. And for the Gemara, in a case where he's doing it, b'dobah ha-miskaven. Go'imer, lokas bahar, to whom miskaven. The moel says, I have in mind to cut off the bris mila, to fulfill the mitzvah mila, and also to be mitar the patient, and also to be mitar the baby. The baby right now has an negat saras. I want to remove the negat saras from him. So the Gemara says, Tenach Godol, that's good if the person is having the bris milah as an adult and he realizes that he has a problem on his hands. He has a negat saras and he wants to get rid of it. So that's a dov hamiskaven. What if the bris is being done on a cotton? Kot ma'ika lemeimah. If it's a little child, everything more. Bo'emer avi ha-ben, lokas baharis debno, who comes kaben. If the avi ha-ben is performing the bris milah and he says, I have a mind, I want to do both. I want to perform the bris milah and I want to remove the negat saras from my son. So that would have normally been a violation of Hisham Lacha ben Egat Saras, but that's the pasuk Bisar, that Afilu, even if there's an Egat Saras, you still perform the meal, even Mishal Abizmano, is also Doicha, the prohibition of Chotech Negat Saras. Then the Gemara says on the next line, V'id the Ika Acher, but if there's a toss up, the Avi Aben, either the Avi Aben can do the Bris Milo, and the father of the baby is interested not only fulfilling the mitzvah milah, he's also interested in removing the sickness from his child. So if he's interested in removing the negat zarat, that's taka going to be the violation of Hisham Lacha b'negat zarat. But it's muta, you have no brevet. It's muta because milah is derecha tzaras. The milah shel abizman is derecha tzaras. So the Gemara says, idi ke'acher, but if it's a toss-up, if there are two people who can perform the bris milah, either the avi ben can do it, or the moel can do it. So the Gemara says, so why do we permit the Avi Aben to do it? And he's going to employ the principle of Esa Deicha Loi Seseh, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah Milah is Deicha Loi Seseh of Choytech Baheres. Levit Acher, let the Moil do it. Domer Ish Lokish, Kamok Misham Tanzi Esav Loi Seseh, Imad Yochel Lekai Mishneim and Mutov. He says, whenever you have A is Deicha B, so whenever it's Efshel Lekai Mishneim, then the Din of Dechia doesn't apply. And he has this, Rish Lakish formulates the klal in any and every case of Dechia, not only Esed Dechaloi Sese. This is really an irregular case of Esed Dechaloi Sese, that Milo, Afilu Shalai Bizman, is Decha Dalav, of Chaytach Baharis. The Gemara says it really should have been an Ein Esed Dechaloi Sese V Ese. To be Chaytach Baharis, the Chaytach Baharis, the Gemara raised the possibility that it's an Esed Viloi Sese. So how come the essay is Deicha Loi Sese? The essay, the answer is a special Gzeiros HaKosa. Like Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos. Mila Bizmana is not, that's an irregular case of essay Deicha Loi Sese. Because first of all, Shabbos is essay Viloi Sese. And secondly, Shabbos is Loi Sese Sheish Bokoris. And based on the normal rules and regulations, essay Deicha Loi Sese shouldn't apply. But it's a separate application, special application. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, whenever you can avoid violation, whenever you can avoid using, employing the heter of dechia, you have to try to avoid it. Not only in the original, in the normal case of Eser Dechel Eses, even in the irregular case, even Milas Decha Tzaras, Milas Decha Shabbos, unless you know the Milas Decha Shabbos is Hutra, it's not Dechuya. That's what we spoke about the other day. The way the Vilna Gaon explains it, that's the last, the Machlegs Machaber Amor, in the very end of Hilchas Milan, you're there. Do you allow two Moilim to do the Bris on Shabbos? So Bidur Agur explains that that's the Machlegs, whether the Heter to perform a Bris Milan Shabbos is Dechuya Hutra. So if it's Hutra, then you can have many people do it. If it's Dechuya, so it's only Decha. If you have the tzorach kima mitzvah, then it's going to be doicha. So another difference between chuyu hutro, one difference is whether you allow many people to do it. Mila b'shabbos is not included in the prohibition. Even if you're not going to be mekayim the whole bitzis mila, but you know it's going to be taken care of. You're standing there watching to make sure that the second oil takes over where you left off, and he finishes the job. If I only know how to do the first half of the job, I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It may turn out that they won't finish it on Shabbos and come out that we never did the mila b'zmanah. But if I stand there and I know that either the second moil will finish it off or I'll finish it off, and then the second moil does finish it off. So that's a machlekes is the mechaber naramo. So the Ramo holds that mila b'shabbos is hutra. Shabbos is hutra l'gabi mila. So you don't need that I have to fulfill the mitzvah to be doicha l'yisa. And the mechaber holds that it's dechuyo, so you have to have the same moil. You have to be mekayem the mitzvah. So that's one nafkamin in the machlekes and the mechaber naramo, by the dechuyo hutra. Can you be mechabit two moilim to do it? But another nachkamina would be on the actual mila itself, if you can avoid violation of any issa. Let's say if it were possible to do the bris with your left hand, and doing the malacha with your left hand would be considered kalahayad. So you would be lowering the level of the prohibition from a malacha deraisa to a malacha derabbanan. So if it's dechuya, if mila bizman is dechashab is only dechuya. So whenever it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so you have to say Machila Mosa Akala Kaltchili, you have to try to minimize the issue as much as possible. If you hold Hutra, then you don't have to try to minimize it. So here the Gemara is talking about not Mila Decha Shabbos. Mila Decha Shabbos, that's Machlegs and Mechaber Neramo, whether that's called the Hutra Dchui. Here the Gemara is talking about Mila Bein Mizmana Bein Shaloi Bizmana is Decha and Tzaras. You're permitted to cut off a Nega Tzaras. So the Gemara holds for sure that's an inyan of dechiyah. It's not the regular, normal din of eser dechel eses of kol ater kula, because by negat tzaras it could well be, the Gemara says, that it's an essay vilo esesay, and an essay of milo is not dechel esesay v'yesay. So it's a special application, like milo bizmano is dechel Shabbos, a special application of eser dechel esesay, a special case. It is also a special case. But the Gemara says for sure that this is dechuyah. That's why they apply Rish Lakish's klal. So Nachamal said, the Gemara says, if you have a choice between the Avi Ben doing, performing the Bris Mila and a Moyel, so that's called Epsha Lekayim Shnehem. So why do you allow the father to do the Bris? The father's going to do the Bris. The last 7.5 days, he was aggravated to death over the fact his baby was born with an Egat Saras on the Orha Orla. And he's dying to get it off, but he's an Orthodox Jew. He's not allowed to cut it off. But now, Bamakam, now he has a Heter. Mila bizmana is mila, even shalab bizmana is deicha negat saras. And now, when he's cutting off the mila or a mila, he has a mind. He's miskavin lokutz beheres beno hudikom miskavin. He has that in mind. So the Gemara asks, so why do you allow the father to do the mila? And that's for sure going to be in violation of the din hasham lacha benegat saras. So you have to employ the heter of eser dechel eses the tchiya. Why don't you say Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Get a moel to do it. The moel doesn't know where we're holding over here. He's not interested. He doesn't care whether he's going to be Chaytor the Beharis or not. So the Gemara says if the moel will do it, there won't even be any violation at all. It'll be a Dov Shenim Iskabin. The moel won't be in violation of the Yisra of Yisham Lecha B'nei Gat Seraf. So here the Rashba asks, why is the moel not in violation? He sees that he's cutting off a Negat Seraf. It's Tachmamish, the same Sikreshi as the father. What does the Gemara say? Well, the father is interested in being mitayer his son, and the moel is not interested. What it means? Malach hashem svicha legufa. But you're not talking about Shabbos. You're talking about on a Tuesday. You're not talking about the aspect of Shabbos. You say it's ain't svicha legufa from the perspective of the moel. You're talking about the issue shamalacha ben egat saras chaytach baharis. So Chaytach Beheres, why does it make a difference whether the father is interested in being Matar, the moil doesn't care? It's not his baby, so he doesn't care one way or the other. Right, so it's a Dov Shein and Miskabe. Why is it a Dov Shein and Miskabe? But he knows that he's cutting off a Beheres. Why is it a Dov Shein and Miskabe? Dov Shein and Miskabe means I'm doing Pula Hamuteres Bris Mila. I'm not sure, I don't know one way or the other. It may or may not turn out to be a violation of this. I see it's a Negat Saras. I see Bevada it's a Negat Saras. Why is, that's worse than a Psik Reshi. He knows what he's doing. Why does the Gemara call that Bechlal a Dov Shein and Miskabe? Till finally Abai backed out and he agreed with Rava that it's a Psik Reshi. So before, you're right, the Gemara is going before Abaye came along to Rava's way of thinking. And Abaye held that Reb Shimon even disagrees by a Psik Reshi. Why is this a Psik Reshi? Why is this a Psik Reshi? This is Mamish Dov HaMiskabe. The Moya looks in advance. He has to see where he's going to cut. He has to say a Bracha. Let's make sure he's not Nolad Moho. So he looks and he sees a Negat Saras and then he says a Brach and he cuts. So when he sees a Negat Saras, it's a Dov HaMiskabe. How did it all of a sudden become a Dov Shein HaMiskabe? Just because he doesn't care, it's not his baby. He doesn't care, that's like a Ein Tzricha LeGufo. And Hilchos Shabbos, Reb Shimon will say that plays a role. But we're not talking Shabbos, we're talking Bris on a regular Tuesday, and we're talking not the violation of the Malacha, we're talking about the violation of Yishamba B'Negat Saras. No. So he knows he's cutting off a Negat Sarah. So why does the Gemara consider that? Why did the Gemara think all along that that's a Dov Shein HaMiskabe? It's very strange. No one is allowed to cut off Negat Sarah. Right? Doesn't matter whether he's happy or sad. Right? Let's say he would be happy that the other guy should suffer but the Negat Sarah. But still he knows that he's an enemy of his. But still he knows he's cutting off the Bris Mila. He knows that by cutting off the Bris Mila, the Negat Saras are going to be removed. So why is that a Dov Shein HaMiskabe? That's what the Rashba asks. Chamamish, what do they pull in Psik Reshi? What do you have to pull Psik Reshi? This is worse than Psik Reshi. He is aware of what he's doing. 100% clear. It's the exact same thing. He's cutting off the Negat Saras. That's what the Rashba says, that the Avera is not really so much the Chaticha Sabaheres. It's rather not asking the Kohanim. That's how the pasuk reads. Shom lecha b'negat saras lishma miyod v'lasis k'chol ashayor eskam ha-kohanim. So the pasuk means to say you're not allowed to avoid asking, presenting the shadow to the kohanim. So you get the impression from the Rashba that if they have a negat saras, they didn't ask a kohen yet whether it's tamei tohor, and the rabbanim know that it's going to turn out to be tohor. But the halacha requires he's supposed to ask it of the kohen. The kohen should pass in tohor. Whenever you have a negat saras, supposed to ask. You can even ask a kohen who's not so learned, and you have a Talmud Chacham who's going to tell you. So he already asked the Talmud Chacham in advance. You know in advance what the kohen's going to pass. The kohen doesn't have his own original opinion. The kohen's going to ask the same rabbi that you asked, the local Orthodox rabbi. We know in advance he's going to say Torah. But you're not allowed to be chaytach baharis before the kohen passes Torah. If you ask the kohen and the kohen says Torah, so you did your mitzvah. So cutting off the baharis per se is not the avera. It's being mitayr shalai al pi kohen. That's the issa. That's why the Mishnah says it's the same issa whether it cuts its baharis. Or if you have Seir Banega Hofach Lavon. Seir Banega is one of the Simani Tumah. This Michya Pisoyan and Seir Lavon. So Rashi quotes Seir Banagimara. Seir Banega Hofach Lavon requires Shtei Sairis should turn white. If you only have one Sairis white, it's not. So let's say there are two Sairis turned white and it's a Simon Tumah, the coin should be Machli. And someone comes and he snips off one of the two. So now it comes out when the coin is going to look. He can't be Metamehim. Right now, there's only one Seir Lavan. There aren't Shtei Sairis Lavan, so the Kohen will not be able to be Metar. So that too is an Issa. Or let's say there's an Egat Saras. I'm not going to cut it off. I'm going to take some burning hot piece of metal, and I'm going to burn the Egat Saras, so it'll be not an Egat Saras. If you burn it, so also you burnt off the Egat Saras. Let's say a different case. Let's say he has a negat saras that didn't spread. There's no michya. There's no pisoyim. Pisoyim means that it spread, it got bigger. And shtei saris grow in the middle. No shtei saris. It has michya. Michya means you have a negat saras around and around, and then you have in the middle, you have regular color skin. Michya is basachai baseis. There's normal color skin in the middle, and then you have the negatzaras around it. So normal color, skin in the middle, that's one of the three simani tumim. That's called michya, and pisoy means if it grows bigger, it spreads on the bottom and say alov and say alov. So the Gemara says, what if you have a michya? What if you have a michya's basachai baseis, and the kohen should declare that it's tameh, and then someone takes a burning hot piece of metal and he burns the middle square, that's the michya, and now you no longer have a michya. So you have a negatzaras without a simen tumah. So the kohen is going to ultimately declare that it's tahor. Yeah, but you finagled over here. The kohen was really supposed to declare that it's tameh because of the michya, and now you got a bit of it. So the Gemara said on our daf, that in any one of these cases you get malchus. Because the law doesn't say chaytach baheres, the Mishnah calls it a chaytach baheres. But is lav davka chaytach baheres? See the Gemara quote of the Mishnah. Tanan hosam atoyle simani tuva. But then atoyle simani tuva means either he cuts off the whole negatzaras, or he yanks out one of the shtei siris levanois, or hichva hamichyo. There was a michyos pasachai in the middle of the negatzaras, and he burns it out. He didn't burn the negatzaras. The negatzaras is still there, but the negatzaras is not moving. It's not budging. It's not getting bigger. What happened was, in the middle, it shrank. In the middle of the negatzaras, it developed a michyas basachai baseis. So that serves as a simen tumah. So if he burns that out, then you have the you no longer have the simen tumah, and it's not growing bigger. There's no pisoin. There's no sealom. So the mele, the kohenim are going to declare that it's tahor. So the lav really is only violated if you. If you did something to avoid asking the shayla of the kohanim, if you do something to avoid presenting the shayla to the kohanim, anything, either you cut off the whole negatzaras, or you yanked off one of the two stei saris levanois, or you burnt the michas basachai, so you no longer have the simen tumah. You just have the negatzaras and it's not getting bigger. So after 2 weeks of waiting, so the kohen will declare that he's tameh. So all of those cases, it's also. So that's what the Rashba says. That's why the Gemara considers it, if it's an acher, if it's the father of the baby, he's performing the bris. The father of the baby is performing the bris. So this is weighing heavily on his mind. His wife just had a baby last week. He doesn't want his baby, Chalila, to remain with the negatzaras. When he does the bris milah, he's clearly miskaven, lachtach. How does he want? Lokut beheres benohu to come miskaven. But Omer, he says so with Herish. He wants to remove the negatzaras from his child. So he is intending, that's mamashadova hamiskaven. But the Gemara says, if it's an acher, it's somebody other than the father, and he's only a moil, it's not his baby, he doesn't care one or the other. So the Gemara says, it should really be a dovashaini miskaven. Maybe they already presented to the coin said tahor. So the Gemara says that's really a dovah sheni miskaven. I think that's part of the story. But then the Gemara tainas that that it's a psikreshe. Gemara says that it's a psikreshe. Why is it a psikreshe? It means the father knows the facts. The father knows the facts. Let's say I know that by opening up the refrigerator, I know that I left on the light in the refrigerator door. So I'm not allowed to open up the door. Opening the door to the refrigerator is a pula hamutera. It's turning on the light, pula asura. I know that I left on the light. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a psikreshe. You don't know. So why do I have to ask on Nachri? It says in Shulchan Aruch that Amir Nachri is muter on a psikreshe. Because I never did a tzivui to the Nachri to turn on the light. So I just asked him to open the door for me. So we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Amir Lenoch is mutter and anything that per se is mutter, the only reason why I saw it is because of Psikreshe. So there's no Tzibui HaYisrael on that. So why do you have to call a goy? Let me just ask another Jew who does know what the facts are. So as far as he's concerned, that'll be a Dov Sheni Miskam. The answer is no, but I know what the facts are. So I'm supposed to tell him this is a Psikreshe. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara calls it Psikreshe, but still the Acher, the any other Moel other than the father, is not really intending, is not really interested. The fact that he doesn't know what the facts are. He doesn't know whether the father asked the shadow to the kohen or not. So that per se is not grounds to be mekel, because the father knows. As far as the father is concerned, he has to tell the other one. So that is called the psikreshe. But the Gemara still holds that it's a dovashein. If you wouldn't have been moide Reb Shimon v'psikreshe, Gemara says it would have been a dovashein a miskaven. Why? But he knows he's cutting a baharis. Yeah, but cutting the beharis per se is not the issur. Sometimes it's mutter. If I read yes to Kohen and the Kohen said mutter, tohar, then it is mutter to cut off the beharis. The issur really is, you're not allowed to do some pa'ula which avoids asking the shayla, which is a way to avoid, you're cheating on the system. You're avoiding asking the shayla of the Kohen. So the acher isn't interested in avoiding anything. It's not his child. He doesn't care. So basically, as far as he's concerned, that's a dovah she'ena miskal.
Doesn't the Aruch bring a raya from this Gemara that I de acher, that's his raya that absorbed sikrish lo nikolay, his mutter? Because that the Gemara is a chalak between acher and atzmo. So Gemara, he was understanding that the Gemara is saying that it was a sikrish.
Yeah, the Gemara says it's a sikrish. Yeah.
No, I'm saying in that shlav.
I mean, the Aruch says from the Havamin in the Gemara. But then the maskana is that it's a psikresh, so it's aser. The Gemara just asks on the third wide line, bye bye, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. They only ask the Kohen to bye, but once you have Rabbi's word that it's a psikresh, then there was no question. This whole discussion is only within Abaye, you know? But once you know that it's a psikresh, then the Gemara says there's no heter. How does he say psikresh la nichale as mutter? Gemara comes out of Maskana that it's awesome. Right. No? This Gemara is against the Yoruch L'Chorva, no? Oh, if you hold like that, compromise. If you hold that the Yoruch only said it by Shabbos, Sigresh L'Nichel is only Mutah on Shabbos, Shari Sirim it's Osir, so then the Gemara is Nichel. But the Pashtus in the Gemara is that it's if you hold like the regular version of the Yoruch, the way it says in the Yoruch. The Aruch himself says that it's a psikresh l'nichel is mutter and kol atar kula, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. That's a funny compromise that the one version in the Rosh is that the Aruch only meant it by Shabbos. That's not why it says in the Aruch. But that's the shaila. How does he read this Gemara? Unless he holds that it switches in the middle. So maybe the Aruch will learn at that point till the end. Maybe he holds that part is la halacha. That part is not only within Abai. That question is even within Rava. Leka acher, tamak shat masel. Letzvicha deleka acher. No, this is all within Abai. The whole discussion was all within Abai. Once you know that it's a psigresh, then the Gemara says that it's awesome. I don't know. That's a problem. The pashup shat in Gemara is that psikreshe de la nichale is awesome. Even though the ached couldn't care less. It's not his baby. Dov shem is kabe, mutter is in shari surim also, and psikreshe is osir is in shari surim also. And psikresh lo nichale, those were the two versions in the Aruch. Whether the Aruch only made the het, the psikresh lo nichale, only in Hilchos Shabbos, or he meant it in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Do we see that the difference
on Shabbos? I mean, even though he has a yediyah, but he's not interested, so that's going to be dov she'ena miskaveh. No, why should that be so? You can call it a ein tzvicha legufa. You may call it a melacha she'ena tzvicha. If he's not interested, the maximum you can call is a melacha she'ena tzvicha legufa, but it doesn't make it into dov she'ena miskaveh. As long as he's aware. Dov she'ena miskaveh means I know I'm doing pula hamuteris, which may or may not result in pula hasura, which I'm not interested in. All right, so there'll be a psikresha delen yichaleh. But it's still a dover hamiskaven. If he knows for sure that he's going to bring about the second one, that's a psikresha. I don't think the definition of dover shenim miskaven changes Shabbos and Kol Tarkul, the same definition. Tosfos just said in Memala from a base, and Rashi agreed with Tosfos that the worst he can say by dover shenim miskaven by Shabbos is that it's the Rabbana. Rabbi Yudah holds in Kol Tarkul, that's Mucha from Kuflam and Gimel. Kol HaTarkul Rav Yudah holds Dov Shenim Skaven is an issue deraisa, and on Shabbos Taisus had the Giris in the Gemara Yuma that Dov Shenim Skaven is only the Rabbanon, maximum only the Rabbanon. We have to do again tomorrow. We have to do again this Gemara. Yeah.
When the Chazon discusses why Dov Shenim Skaven isn't something deraisa,
yeah.
So he says that it's because you didn't have Kavanah the concern of kavan itself, the mice requires kavan. The concern of kavan itself is the concern of the mice, right? That the answer gives.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember his answer. Yeah.
But here.
What's the answer? How do you explain it?
Because it's not just that it's a suffix. That since you don't have kavana here, so the mice itself to be chayiv, you need kavana. Part of the mice to have kavana for it to be done.
I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't know what that means. How do you explain that? That's what he asked. He asked the question. Dabar she'ein miskaven should be a suffix. By the raisa should be suffix the raisa l'chum, and by the rabban should be suffix the rabban l'kulam. We don't say like that. That was Rashi's girsin, the Gemara Yume, that dabar she'ein miskaven by the rabban and says muta, dabar she'ein miskaven by the raisa is also. And then Tosfos rejected it, and he showed the Gemara that it's wrong because gorah to meet the kisim sabto, the worst it is only the rabbanon, and you still have a machloekas of shimon and rabbi. The machloekas is both by the raisa and the rabbanon. So the Chazanish says why? Why isn't it the way it should have been? Suffolk, the Raisa should be Luchumer. I don't know. So he says, half of it I do understand. Why don't you say Suffolk, the Rabbana Lakula? So that part, that answer I understand. He knows it in advance, and it may turn out to be an Issa. So that's not called Suffolk, the Rabbana. He's doing something which he knows in advance may result still. Why don't you say Suffolk, the Rabbana Lakula? I don't know. The both questions are good questions.
He doesn't answer the
question. He does answer. But I'm not sure exactly what he answered. I don't know. Okay, Belinet, I'd like to finish this Gemara again with the Rashbon, Kuflam and Gimel, then go back to our Gemara that we started. I'm Sadiq Dalar, I'm in base.